You'll love the things a free $50 cash card can buy. So cash in on summer with Comfort Inn or any of these choice hotels. Earn a free $50 cash card when you stay three separate times. Book now at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE.
It provides greater protection to those who happen to be homosexual and want to serve their country honorably in uniform.
Well, now, Don't Ask, Don't Tell is the focus of a new repeal campaign. We're live with CBS News reporter Vicki Barker, who has the story.
Congressman Patrick Murphy is the first Iraq War veteran elected to Congress. The Pennsylvania Democrat says Don't Ask, Don't Tell costs millions to enforce, and he says keeps otherwise qualified men and women out of the military.
Our troops are stretched so thin in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and we need every able-bodied person to serve their country in uniform.
But Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness argues repealing the policy could have the same effect on different people.
It would force out of the military thousands of people who are not comfortable with this agenda.
Murphy wants the Pentagon to revisit this question. Is it time for gay soldiers to be allowed to be upfront about their sexual orientation? Nick?
2 days of bilateral talks between the U.S. and China open in Washington this morning. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, tensions over trade and currencies top the agenda. President Obama speaks to this morning's opening session in about 90 minutes. The talks could affect the pace of U.S. economic recovery and job creation. Manufacturers blame an undervalued Chinese currency for the trade gap with China and for lost U.S. jobs. The administration warns that China cannot expect U.S. consumers to rescue the world economy from recession. The talks are also expected to cover other issues, including North Korea's nuclear ambitions and climate change. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, it's private citizen Palin now. Sarah Palin yesterday officially stepped down, taking a final shot at reporters.
Democracy depends on you. And that is why, that's why our troops are willing to die for you. So, how about, in honor of the American soldier, you quit making things up.
Well, Palin gave no hints what her future plans are, but CBS News senior political correspondent Jeff Greenfield says she's carved out a nice niche for herself.
I don't think I ever saw her happier than when she was on Saturday Night Live last fall. And the idea of making a lot of money for speeches, a big book advance, speaking to audiences that adore you, that take any criticism of you as proof of media bias, this is not a bad way to live.
Gas prices kept sliding during the past 2 weeks. They fell another 7 cents to an average of $2.49 a gallon. But industry analyst Toby Lundberg expects a reversal in the weeks to come.
Oil is up $8 in the past 2 weeks. Refiners and retailers have not passed it through to us. That is why the downtrend is over at the street level and prices will edge up probably about a dime.
Honolulu racks up the highest average price, $3.03 a gallon. At $1.22, gas is least expensive in Jackson, Mississippi. A Government Accountability Office study has faulted a recommendation, putting a highly sensitive lab in an area where it could have been threatened by Mother Nature. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett has the story.
Government experts picked out a site in Manhattan, Kansas, where they would build a $700 million research facility, a place where dangerous germs would be studied. As it turns out, that location is in an area that's prone to tornadoes. The Washington Post says the Department of Homeland Security underestimated the danger potential if pathogens were to be accidentally released. Livestock, the farm industry, and people could be adversely affected. To this point, infectious disease studies have been conducted on a remote island at the northern tip of New York's Long Island. Dave Barrett, CBS.
This hour brought to you by the Roofing Division of 3M Construction Services.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Brace yourselves for a bit of Idol drama. Paula Abdul may not be returning for a ninth season. According to her manager, contract negotiations have stalled. And, as he told the LA Times, Paula is hurt and angry about the whole situation. There are even reports that she was reduced to tears after receiving tweets of support by her fans. Yes, she interwept. Idol returns in January.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
She's out. She's gone. She's no longer the governor of Alaska. Yeah, but we can't say goodbye to Sarah Palin yet, I'm afraid. Hey, good morning, everybody. We say a big hello to you and welcome back from, what was a great weekend for you this Monday, July 27. It's a special Monday edition of the Bill Press Show coming out to you live from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. You'll find us right down the street from the United States Capitol building, packed with visitors yesterday all around the Capitol. I went down for Carol and I on a little walk down the mall. Lots of people out strolling around taking pictures of the Capitol. It was a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C., even though it was hot and muggy. We're here on this end of Capitol Hill watching the debate over health care, and I'll be down the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, a little bit later today, 1:30 p.m. East Coast time for today's White House briefing by Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, and of course the White House keeping the pressure on the House and the Senate to get as much work done on health care reform as possible before they go home for an undeserved August break, an unnecessary August break. They're going to do it anyhow. Invite your calls at any time here on the Bill Press Show. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. On the website today, don't forget that big rally this Thursday here in Washington, Thursday, July 30, a big rally in support of single-payer health care, which is still, as far as I'm concerned, the only way to go. Unfortunately, it's not on the table at the present time in front of the United States Congress. Maybe this rally can get things started. Anyhow, go to the website at BillPressShow.com. We've got the Bill Press team in place this morning. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Bill, wouldn't it be nice if we could have the whole entire month of August off?
Oh, didn't I tell you? No, yeah.
Are we taking it off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if Congress is out of town, we might as well go out of town. And we could just do best of every day, don't you think?
Yeah, no one would get tired of that.
How many Americans get the entire month of August off?
Honest to God.
How many Americans get any entire, you know, 1 month off a year, right?
Right.
Ugh. Yeah, if you're retired, maybe. No, it's crazy. It's nuts. Do you realize, because I...
That's my finger. Get my phone.
All right. Yeah, please. I did my column on that this week, so I did a little research on it. It's actually, they passed a law. Congress passed a law back in the 70s saying that they get the entire month of August off.
Really?
Yeah. So they can say, oh, we have no choice.
Sweet.
We're just obeying the law. Yeah. They passed the law giving themselves the month off, but not all other Americans.
I think our boss should pass the same law.
Yeah, right.
Press show.
All right, coming up a little bit later in the show, we've got Chris Van Hollen, congressman from Maryland, going to be joining us, and we'll kick off this hour with the good Jerry McAtee, president of AFSCME. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Now that Phil Spector is serving time for murder in prison in California, there's a fellow inmate there who's trying to get his attention. New York Post says mass murderer Charles Manson had a note sent to Phil soon after.
Well, they have a lot in common.
Yes, soon after the record producer checked in, Charles wanted Phil to come to his cell to talk music, but Phil has not responded to the note yet.
I wouldn't go to Charles Manson's cell. I don't know about
Paris Hilton is not an idiot. She just says she plays one on TV in her new documentary, Paris, Not France, airing tomorrow night on MTV. She explains that her dumb persona is just a character she created. She says, quote, in a way it's good, but I don't want people of thinking me as this blonde heiress airhead. But that's kind of my brand, and I make a lot of money by doing that.
I think it's too late for Paris to start a new image, right?
Yeah.
The blonde, dumb blonde, right?
Yeah.
She's it forever.
And Bill, your chances are now getting worse.
Uh-oh.
Which is better for you. No winner in Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball lottery. That means Wednesday night's drawing, $102 million
Bill,
in value. Your chances of winning, 1 in 195.2 million.
Well, wait. You've got to remind me, because I was really kicking myself yesterday that I forgot to buy a Powerball ticket Saturday.
It wasn't a big enough chance. The chance was too big, remember? It was only $88
million.
You're full digits now.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So Wednesday, I've got to be on board.
Yeah, by Wednesday night, you got to get it.
Indeed. And this is the Bill Press Show, brought to you by AFSCME, the largest public employee and healthcare workers union in the entire United States of America. AFSCME, they make America happen. For more information, go to the website, www.afsme.org. And we are proud to have AFSCME as one of our labor sponsors, and proud to welcome back to the program the good president of AFSCME, the Honorable Gerald McAtee. Hey, Mr. President, good morning.
Hey, Honorable, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, Bill.
Hi, Jerry, good to talk to you again.
Good morning.
Now, what's up with this, members of Congress, the Senate, and the House going out for vacation instead of staying here and getting health care done?
Well, I think it's a disgrace myself. But it is what it is. But one thing it does, Bill, for us and other labor unions, it gives us the opportunity to really put on some pressure and alert and bring some knowledge to the constituencies of these recalcitrant members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate. And so that's what we're going to do. We started over the weekend with ads on all the networks and talk shows about nurses talking about health care. And we're following it up with cable. And we're going into the districts of these people who, you know, just give the appearance that they don't want health care. I mean, it's a moving target, and they change their demands, particularly in the Energy Committee, from time to time. No matter what they seem to be offered, oh, that's okay, and now. And you can't negotiate like that. You can't get a bill like that.
So, in other words, you think that we should, if they're going to go out, it looks like they're going to go out, that we ought to...
Pelosi might keep them in. I mean, not keep them in, but might get a vote.
But might get a vote, right. But you think that we should take advantage of this August recess to really put the heat on them, so when they come back, the chances are maybe that they'll have straightened out and do the right thing.
Oh, I believe that. You know, and this, they say they're... You know, they've been home and they're talking to constituents. Half of that is bull.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking to one another, right? And it's one another's plan. Does this sound good? Will this do it? That's all nonsense. Now let them go home and let us have the opportunity to talk to their constituents so they can give them an earful. I mean, we have a number of unions that are involved in this right now. We have the machinists, the CWA, the American Federation of Teachers, Steelworkers, Sweeney, the FL-CIO is doing 100,000, sheet metal workers. And what we have is something unusual, Bill. Many of your listeners are familiar with Working America, which is an offshoot of the FL-CIO.
Yep.
And for $50,000, they can do a month plan and program in a particular state, mobilizing, which is important, knocking on doors, explaining the plan, asking the people to get in touch with their member of Congress, House or Senate. And so $50,000 gets you a month in a particular state. $60,000 gets you a roaming team in a number of states. And we've now, including APSME's participation to the tune of $500,000, we've got $1 million going into that. And it's not over yet.
Well, that should make a difference. You know, President McAtee, I just got an email from one of your friends. This is from Vince Panvini, who's at the Sheet Metal Workers
Love
Union,
him,
right?
Love him.
Yeah, absolutely. So he sent me some numbers. Now, we hear a lot about these so-called Blue Dog Democrats, right, or Blue Cross Democrats, some people call them.
Yeah.
And it showed in the first half of this year, right, the 2009,
sure,
they've raised $6 million. There are 52 of these so-called blue dogs. They've raised $6 million. Now, get this: of that $6 million, $1,441,000 came from labor unions, $816,000 came from the healthcare industry. So, labor has given almost twice as much as the insurance companies to these blue dog Democrats, but they're still, it seems to me, fighting for the insurance companies and not for working men and women.
Well, it seems to me that way, too. And I think that we were fooled. And, you know, it's a blue dog, but it also is Democrat. And so we were following the lead of electing as many Democrats to the House and Senate and to the White House so they'd have an opportunity for health care. And not only did we send money to the Blue Dog Democrats, I'd be willing to bet, Bill, if you looked it up, we knocked on doors and got the vote out for them.
I'm sure you did.
Sure we did. And so, I mean, take APSME alone. We spent $88 million for the House and the Senate and the White House to get Democrats in there so that we could, the first time in 10 years, have an opportunity to pass legislation like health care reform, like the Employee Free Choice Act, like all of the decent things that middle-class America needs. And what we find out is, and it usually does pertain to freshmen, not all the time, but it usually pertains to freshmen, that once they get in there, you know, they get a different suit on. They become different people, and they start listening to other people, particularly the healthcare industry and pharma and people like that.
So what?
We will remember.
I was going to ask
you. We will remember.
Yeah, what is going to happen to these guys? Let's say they continue to vote against it and to try to obstruct this process. So what happens when they come up for re-election in 2010 and they come to you with their hand up?
Oh, no, no. They might have their hand out, but we'll take their hand and we'll just close it into a fist. That's all we'll do. And they'll get 0-0-0. It'll be like when they're on those slot machines, right, and it comes up, you don't win a dime. Just like you, Bill. You know, you didn't play, right? You didn't play the right game.
You didn't
even win the Powerball. You weren't even in the running because you didn't buy a ticket.
Didn't buy a ticket.
Well, they've canceled their ticket.
I got it. Jerry McAtee, our guest here, the president of APSME here on the Bill Press Show. So, Jerry, I want to ask you also another, just moving on to another issue, because another big disappointment to me is I picked up the paper a week or so ago, and the Senate had dropped the Employee Free Choice Act, at least the card check aspect of that. And I know it's something you and I have talked about, and you were strongly supporting. Here again,
very much so.
Here again, we elected these people basically with a promise that we would get card check, and it's not going to happen. What happened? What went wrong?
I don't think it is going to happen. I think you're right, but it's another one. I mean, you know, we went all over the country, not just us, labor in general, and knocked on doors, talked to our people, held meetings. I mean, we got to elect these Democrats. We didn't differ between blue dog, white dog, red dog, right? We got to elect these Democrats, and if we elect Democrats and we have some good numbers, we're going to get the Employee Free Choice Act. And people are going to be able to organize into unions, not be intimidated, not hold captive-level meetings. I mean, all those kinds of things. We're going to have health care. And, I mean, we gave these speeches, all of us, all over the country, time after time after time. And now next time we go out and none of this has happened, or one of these things have happened, this will be a bad 2010 for the Democrats. I mean, I go out there and people say, what the hell are you talking to me about? I mean, you talked to me about this 2 years ago and we all gave money. We all voted Democrat. We all knocked on doors. They're not going to do it again. They're not doing it again. They're not dummies. I mean, they trusted their union. They trusted the Democratic Party. And they're coming up once again on that same slot machine with zeros. Now, on EFCA, we've lost the card check. They're still negotiating a bill.
Mm-hmm.
The bill possibly could be acceptable to labor if they're still talking binding arbitration, if they're still talking about a short period of time for unions when they file, if there's such negative aspects to it in terms of captive audience meetings, if there are a whole lot of things in that capped off with binding arbitration so unions can get a break and have a impartial third party settle the final mm-hmm. binding contract. That may be worth it. That may do it even without the card check, but we have to see a whole bill.
All right. President McAtee, I wanted to interrupt just to take a quick call from one of your members out in Eureka, California, on the health care issue. This is Jake from Eureka, California.
Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, sir?
Good.
I'd just like to say as an AFSCME member, I personally do not want any of my union dues going to these Blue Dog Democrats, or should I say Blue Cross Democrats. You know, we need health care reform. We need it now. And it's really these Blue Dog Democrats that are holding up the process at this point.
All right. There's your message right to the president of the union.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I don't think we should do it either.
There you go. You're not going to disagree with that, right?
No.
All right.
No.
Listen.
Look at the record.
Yeah. Hey, President McAtee, we count on you to give him hell, continue to give him hell, and we know you will. Thanks so much for joining
us
this morning.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep
All right.
that show up.
All right. You got it.
Bye-bye.
President Jerry McAtee, he's a real, loves to shake it up, and we love having him on the program here. And we'll be right back and talk to you about the governor of Alaska. Goodbye.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Attention, Dr. Heisen is currently seeking participants who have severe headaches. If you have one or more headaches per month, if you've been diagnosed with migraine or tension headaches, or experience nausea and light sensitivity along with your headaches, you are eligible to receive a free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. After 10 years of intensive research, it has been discovered that this medical breakthrough can relieve even the most severe headaches in just minutes, without pills or side effects. Now you can participate in a free 30-day trial of this headache-fighting discovery free just by calling today. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's headache system is now available for a limited time to headache sufferers in your area. So if you or someone you know would benefit from headache relief in just minutes without pain pills or their side effects, you are eligible to participate in this exclusive free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. Call this number and find out how to get your free trial. 800-928-1317. That number again is 800-928-1317. 800-928-1317.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free. 800-591-2546. That's 800-591-2546.
AM 76.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home. I'm Reese Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
We all know that there's nothing worse than having to wait in line to go potty. So spare a thought for the astronauts on board the International Space Station who are having to do just that after one of their toilets broke. As teams of specialists in Houston and Moscow work on a solution, the 13-member crew also have the option of using low-tech and rather crude collection bags from the Apollo era.
900-0805.
Is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show asking, inviting you to celebrate the next 100 years of engineering excellence at the GMC Summer Event. Check out the legendary 09 Sierra 1500 or the 8-passenger Acadia. Visit GMCDealer.com for more information. You can take delivery by July 31, 09. Again, see dealer for details. Chris Van Hollen joining us in the in the next segment here of the Bill Press Show. And yesterday was farewell tour, farewell day for Sarah Palin. She explained one more time again her lame reason for quitting as a lame duck.
How about, in honor of the American soldier, you quit making things up?
Well, that was her comment to the media. Here she said again why she quit.
Alaska this much, sir, that I feel that it is my duty to avoid the unproductive, typical politics as usual, lame duck session in one's last year in office.
She is so perky, it drives me crazy. Come on, lady. If you don't want to waste everybody's time, well then maybe you should have just stayed and like done your job, you know. That was one option, like getting the job done. When we come back, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, part of the Democratic leadership in the House, will Democrats do the right thing and pass health care reform legislation before they take that undeserved August recess?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Attention, Dr. Hyson is currently seeking participants who have severe headaches. If you have one or more headaches per month, if you've been diagnosed with migraine or tension headaches, or experience nausea and light sensitivity along with your headaches, you are eligible to receive a free trial of Dr. Hyson's headache system. After 10 years of intensive research, it has been discovered that this medical breakthrough can relieve even the most severe headaches in just minutes, without pills or side effects. Now you can participate in a free 30-day trial of this headache-fighting discovery free just by calling today. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Hyson's headache system is now available for a limited time to headache sufferers in your area. So if you or someone you know would benefit from headache relief in just minutes without pain pills or their side effects, you are eligible to participate in this exclusive free trial of Dr. Hyson's headache system. Call this number and find out how to get your free trial. 800-928-1317. That number again is 800-928-1317. 800-928-1317.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care.
From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Hi, my name is Alan Matthews, owner of 3M Construction. Have recent storms damaged your roof, siding, or windows? Time to file your claim could be running out. Don't get scammed by out-of-town predators knocking on your door and sponging off our local economy. Call a local company that you've heard of. 3M Construction has the experience to give you a quality job and the knowledge to work with your insurance company to get your home repaired fast. Call us today, 303-774-8005. That's 303-774-8005. 3M Construction, a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning, or late, like after 9 at night. Movies. Matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Showbiz. 30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
Bill Press Show.
Happy Monday, Monday, July 27. It is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live coast to coast out of our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, just down the street from the United States Capitol Building, where one more week to go before the House goes off on its August recess. And Speaker Pelosi yesterday saying that the House will pass a Democratic health reform bill before leaving town. To check in on progress and whether we're going to see that bill and what might be in it, our good friend, member of the Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives, the Honorable Chris Van Hollen from the state of Maryland. Hey, Congressman, welcome back.
Bill, great to be with you.
So are we going to have health care reform legislation out of the House by the end of the week?
Well, that's still our goal. I think what the speaker said was that remains the goal that she has set. But the most important thing is that we do get a bill to the floor at some point in order to get it to the president's desk by late October. And what she said was that that will happen. One way or another, that will happen. We hope to quickly resolve the differences among some of the members on the energy and commerce this week. As you know, this bill was referred to three committees in the House, the Ways and Means Committee, Energy and Commerce, and the Education and Labor, and it's passed two of the three, and we're working hard now to get it out of the Energy and Commerce Committee.
And I know there's, for a while at least, there was a suspension of talks between Chairman Henry Waxman and members of the so-called Blue Dog Democrats. Are those talks back on again?
They are back on track. I think both sides understood it was important to sort of ratchet down the heat a little bit, and I think that there will be a resolution of those differences. You know, we had a major breakthrough, Bill, Thursday night and Friday. There were a whole number of Democrats, at least 25 to 30 Democrats, who were concerned about two things. One was the what they considered to be inequities in the distribution of Medicare funds for physicians and hospitals around the country, and the view that many of us share that we need to focus on reforming the payment system because, as the president has said and others have said, if we continue business as usual, we are going to really bankrupt the healthcare mm-hmm. system in the long run. And on Thursday night, Friday morning, we made some significant progress in that area. Now we just have some other issues with some of the members on the Energy and Commerce Committee.
Are these so-called Blue Dog Democrats, is that the ones who were raising these issues? Is that correct?
Well, a number of Democrats had raised issues regarding the need to bend the so-called cost curve, which the president's talked about. In fact,
yeah.
a lot of us share the view that we need to do that, and that's where we made a lot of progress Thursday night. Now, that should satisfy a lot of the concerns that the Blue Dogs have raised. To the extent that they're focused on bending the cost curve, that should help address those issues. There are some other issues that they have raised as well, and those are the ones that we hope to, you know, resolve in the next today and tomorrow and next couple days here.
Well, you know, I think a lot of our listeners, a lot of Democrats around the country, Congressman, are asking themselves why are these Blue Dogs so powerful? I mean, they're certainly in the minority in the House of Representatives. How can they exercise so much power and hold things up?
Well, let me first point out, it's not just the Blue Dogs that have raised issues. There are other members of the caucus who have raised concerns about different aspects of the bill. And they've actually, many of them raised fair questions, and we're trying to pin them, you know, nail mm-hmm. down the answers to those questions and resolve them. The Blue Dogs as a caucus represent over 40 members, between 40 and 50 members of the House Democratic caucus, and so when you're talking about trying to get a bill through, clearly they can exert a lot of influence over the outcome. And so, again, I want to stress that, you know, a number of the issues they've raised are legitimate, fair questions. And on Thursday and Friday, we made some significant headway on a lot of them.
Do you think that we're talking about really discussions among Democrats here? Is there any effort in the House? Let's stick to the House for now. Is there any effort in the House among Republicans to try to help craft a bill, or are they just in a, you know, just say no mode?
Well, it seems they're clearly in just say no mode. I mean, we saw the statement earlier from Senator Mint of, South Carolina saying this is going to be the president's Waterloo. If we break him on this, we'll break him. And that's the attitude of the House Republicans. And we know that because they had said just a few weeks back they promised to produce their own bill as a Republican alternative. So, you know, they could have something that would be at least a counterpoint, maybe the beginning of some negotiations. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could look at, you know, any constructive ideas that they came up with. Guess what?
Yeah, where is it?
where is their bill? They got this three-page thing out there. They never produced a bill. You've got, you know, Michael Steele, the head of the Republican National Committee out there, you know, beating up on the Democratic bill. But, you know, when he's asked one question about their alternative, he says, quote, "I don't do politics."
And
the scary thing, Bill, is with turning out that it's not just Michael Steele who doesn't do policy. The fact they haven't produced a bill suggests that the House Republican leadership doesn't do policy either. This is all about politics for them.
Yeah, it sure is. Congressman Chris Van Hollen, head also of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, here back on the Bill Press Show today. Now, Senator, Congressman, rather, it's a different story over in the Senate, where they seem to be nowhere near as advanced or nowhere near as close to getting a bill out. In fact, Leader Harry Reid said there's no way they will get a bill off the floor of the Senate or even to the floor before the August break. I want to play a clip that this was Senator Kent Conrad yesterday on one of the Sunday on this week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC about he thinks that this delay is actually going to prove to be helpful. Here's Senator Kent Conrad.
We're probably going to get a better product if we go through the tough business of debate, consideration, analysis of what we're proposing.
So the delay is going to end up with a better bill. Do you buy that, Congressman?
Well, listen, I accept the idea that you want to have good deliberations. You got to figure out the, you know, how to improve a bill. All these bills can be improved by moving through the legislative process. But what concerns me about what's happened in the Senate, in the Senate Finance Committee, is they have had a whole lot of time to work these things out and just don't seem to be able to break the impasse. It doesn't seem to be as much about a disagreement over policy issues, and it seems more to be just the lack of the political will on behalf of some to get it done. These are going to require some hard decisions, and the reason the Senate Finance Committee has not been able to break the logjam here is simply because they've got some Republican members who I'm pleased they're working to try and get them on board, but they don't seem to be willing at this point to make the really tough decisions that are necessary to produce a health care reform bill.
Maybe
I'm hoping that will change. Hopefully what Conrad says will turn out to be right, and that will change.
Maybe one of those tough decisions, Congressman, is that they're just going to have to recognize that these Republicans are just not going to vote for this, and they're going to have to forget about trying to deal with these Republicans.
Well, at some point, that's going to have to happen, and the question is, when do you reach that breaking point? I know that there are a lot of people in the Democratic caucus in the Senate who are very frustrated. On the other hand, yeah, I think Baucus believes that it is worth the wait, and he is convinced, apparently, that those Republican members are negotiating in good faith. And at some point, you're going to have to pull the plug on that process.
Right.
And you know, when they do that, is something they're in a better position to know, obviously.
Yeah. And for the time being, he is convinced, Leader Reid, that there's still a possibility there. All right, final question. So, Congressman, that a lot of our listeners have been asking, and I've been asking, and I know the Speaker has a strong opinion on this, given the importance of health care and given how much progress has been made, you got to accept that, and given how close we are, why not stay here as long as necessary in August to get the damn thing done?
Well, we may well do that. If the Speaker sees that there's a possibility of getting the bill to the floor of the House and getting it through, she will do that. But the one complication here is the issue that you just raised, which has to do with the slow progress in the Senate.
Yeah.
A lot of our members in the House at least want to see, not what the full Senate does, I mean, but at least see where the Senate Finance Committee moves forward. Now, you know, you can say that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do to wait and see what they do. But the reality is a lot of our members, you know, want them at least to show their hand a little bit before we ask them to make some very tough decisions. And so that is going to be the question for the week, whether or not there's any sign that the Senate Finance Committee will make a breakthrough and, you know, indicate what direction they're headed on some of these big issues.
Well, there's going to be a lot happening this week. It's going to be changing. The picture's going to be changing every day. We will keep on top of it, and you have helped us understand where we're going today.
Let me just say, Bill,
yes.
In August, whether we pass this bill on the floor of the House before the August break or right after the August break, August is going to be a critical month. And everybody listening who supports health care reform has got to be out there and make sure that this issue doesn't get swift voted in August. We know August is a swift vote month.
Yes.
And it is a critical month in this debate going forward. And so it's important that members of Congress understand just how important health care reform is to the American people.
You know what? That is an excellent point, because you know for sure that the other side is not going to be silent during August. They're going to be taking advantage of every opportunity to try to kill this. We've got to make sure that that we're working hard in August to make sure people understand how important it is. Congressman, thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. See you.
Chris Van Hollen does a great job in the Democratic leadership. So what do you think? There they go. You heard him say they may stay. They may go. He said it too. He agreed. In the Senate, I think they've just got to stop playing games with these Republicans. Just forget about them. They're not going to vote for it, no matter how many amendments they take, no matter how many changes they make. They're not going to get any Republican votes. Forget the Republicans. Do it with 50 Democrats and get the damn thing done. Congress going out of town for the month of August, I think, is the easiest way to kill health care reform. They ought to stay here and do the job. That's what we elected them for. 866-55-PRESS. What do you say?
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and the only
entertaining showbiz. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
700-1392.
This is the Bill Press Show.
11 minutes before the top of the hour of the Bill Press Show. Man, I got to tell you, so frustrating on this healthcare thing. We've worked on it for so many years. This is closest we have ever been. And they just can't seem to close the deal. They're spending too much time playing around with Republicans. They're spending too much time paying attention to the Blue Dogs. And they're going to then blow it all by going off on a month's vacation, giving the other side every opportunity to gear up, you know, to misinform the American people. And I think we'll be weaker if they do take this break. We'll be the chances of getting a bill are going to be diminished, greatly diminished. when they come back in September. Here's Liz from Chicago City, Minnesota. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill. That's Chicago City.
It's Chicago,
Chicago. It's the suburb of St. Paul. But listen, Bill, I just wanted to call you to tell you what a wonderful job you're doing and how disappointed I am in Congress right now, but how angry I am. You know, I've been at my job for 25 years. They're cutting everybody's health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get on the stick now, on the blogosphere. I have been blogging. We need to let our representatives know that they're working for us. We're paying for their health care. And they need to get this universal health care package passed now. None of this taking off a month of vacation and stuff, getting their liposuction or whatever, you know, luxury vacations, when we, the American people, have to work second and third jobs just to keep food on the table these days.
Yeah, you know, if their own health care were on the line, right, if they were at risk of losing their own health care for them and for themselves and their families, you bet that they would stay here and fix it, right?
You absolutely, Bill. And my message to them, and I hope they hear me loud and clear, and this is a message loud and clear on the blogosphere right now, is that they darn well better get this passed now, or they're going to be looking for new jobs come this next election period.
Well, Liz, you couldn't be more clear. It's a loud and strong message, and I certainly hope the people right down the street here from us hear it. Ed from Warrenville, Illinois. What do you say, Ed?
Hi, Bill. Well, a couple of things. One, you know, Congress's health care is not run by the federal government. It's run by private insurers. That's the first thing. The second thing is the Democrats have a majority in all the houses and can pass whatever they want. Nancy Pelosi has not listened to any Republican amendments. And you can't use the old Democratic playbook, Bill, and blame the Democrats blame the Republicans for not passing health care when, in fact, 56 Blue Dog Democrats don't support it.
Well, first of all, let's put a couple of facts on the table. Number one is that the House Democrats actually accepted 160 amendments offered
by. They never
voted
on them.
They took them. They accepted them. 160 amendments, number one. Number two, what's the Republican plan for health care? There is none. You heard Chris Van Hollen tell us. There is none. There is no Republican bill on the table.
Let me ask you a question. Did you read the thousand-page Democratic bill? Because I have.
I haven't read the whole thing, no. But, I mean, I don't ask.
Thing.
But where's my question? Where is the Republican plan?
Republicans have put forth amendments to change it, and Nancy Pelosi won't let them vote on it.
They did. They accepted 160 amendments, Ed. You're not listening. They accepted.
Yeah.
Accepted. You know what that means? They took every single one of them. I'm saying the Republicans don't have a plan. Their only plan is to kill anything the Democrats come up with. You can't beat something with nothing. If the Republicans were serious, write a plan. If they have a different way of going, if they have a better idea, write a plan. Put a plan on the table. They haven't done so. The Republicans don't give a damn about you or me or anybody else. This is an issue that they just want to kill. You heard Jim DeMince. It's Obama's Waterloo. Well, you know what? It's going to be the Republican Party's Waterloo. And stop trying to defend them, Ed. 866-55-PRESS. I'll be back with a parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe-clogging limescale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydroCare, the patented device from Wave Home Solutions. See for yourself at goodwaternow.com. You simply clip HydroCare to your main water pipe. HydroCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydroCare. Just go to goodwaternow.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit goodwaternow.com. That's goodwaternow.com. Goodwaternow.com.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors.
From Consumer Reports, questions of health. I'm Ernie Sprantz.
You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. And most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks. When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprentz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen to very good but not incredible reviews. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, July 27, my parting shot for today. You know, when I worked at CNN, the network is known as the most trusted news network, and rightfully so. Alone among the cables, you could count on CNN to deliver the news right down the middle. Yes, there were commentators on the right and on the left, but the anchors played it straight, and stories with no legitimacy never made it to air. Sadly, that's no longer the case. Lou Dobbs changed all of that, and CNN's president John Klein is letting him get away with it. When he came back to the network, Dobbs was something new for CNN, an anchor who gave his own opinions. Now, that made a lot of people uncomfortable, including me, but at least Dobbs was talking then about legitimate issues like immigration or the economy. But for the last couple of weeks, Dobbs has gone off the deep end, raising questions about whether President Obama was really born in Hawaii and might therefore be an illegal president. That whole issue, whipped up by crazies like Alan Keyes, is utter nonsense, of course. The Hawaii Department of Health has produced his birth certificate, and two Honolulu newspapers reported his birth a day after he was delivered. But this is the kind of crap you expect from Fox News. And it used to be the kind of crap you would never, never hear from a host on CNN. So what I want to know is, why the change? Why is CNN letting Lou Dobbs destroy the network's reputation? That's my parting shot for today. Tomorrow, our good buddy Tom Hartman, outstanding talk show host, will be joining us here on the Bill Press Show. So start off the week. Do yourself a favor. Have a great, great Monday. Come back and see us on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Hey, folks. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm here at a Honda dealership with Stephanie, who's looking forward to driving home a new Pilot during the 2000s.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Gay groups are mounting a new push to change the military's policy toward homosexuals, and they have the support of the first Iraq War veteran elected to Congress. Pennsylvania Democrat Patrick Murphy says the current rule, don't ask, don't tell, is counterproductive.
I saw a lot of great soldiers, a lot of great leaders being thrown out of the military just because they were gay, and that's why the time is now to overturn the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Elaine Donnelly at the Center for Military Readiness says changing Don't Ask, Don't Tell would cause turmoil in the ranks.
It would force out of the military thousands of people who are not comfortable with this agenda. We cannot afford to lose thousands of people.
Sarah Palin says she'll write a book and continue to keep her political agenda in the spotlight now that she's stepped down as governor of Alaska. Fairbanks auto mechanic Doug Ridge wishes her well.
I would support her in just about anything she wanted to do, because I know the direction she wants to go is what's best for Alaska and our country.
David Frum, a speechwriter for George W. Bush, tells the CBS News Early Show he's no Palin fan.
It is not impossible to me that she could win a Republican nomination, but the presidency, impossible, and the rest of us will pay the price.
When school bells ring this fall, there could be less room in the classroom. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, why is that?
It's the fourth R, reading, writing, arithmetic, and recession. With state budgets shrinking, many districts are laying off teachers, so classrooms will be a lot more crowded come the fall. In cash-strapped Los Angeles, middle schools will have about 35 kids per class, juniors and seniors about 43. And mass layoffs mean many teachers nationwide are being reassigned to grades or subjects they've never taught. Frank?
The fifth and final spacewalk of the Endeavour shuttle mission is underway. Live to CBS's Peter King. What's going on, Peter?
They're attaching TV cameras to the front porch. They installed outside the Japanese lab last week on the International Space Station. Tom Marshburn, Chris Cassidy started an hour early. They got their first two jobs out of the way in half the allotted time. They're supposed to pace themselves to avoid carbon dioxide buildups in their suits. So far, that's not a problem. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Without risk, there is no reward, but the Wall Street Journal says big banks shied away from risk in the second quarter, cutting their loan portfolios by almost 15%. Banking analyst Bert Ely says the lack of lending is sure to slow the economic recovery.
It does cause some short-term economic pain, but this is a very necessary adjustment process the U.S. economy has to go through.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, speaking at a town hall sponsored by the PBS NewsHour, defended the government's bailout of banks and other financial institutions.
I had to hold my nose and stop those firms from failing. I am as disgusted about it as you are.
Bernanke said that doing nothing could have taken down the entire financial system. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about a point lower. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm with Stephanie, who's getting a new Honda Pilot.
Actually, the Odyssey.
Oh, weren't we talking about the Pilot?
I changed my mind.
Well, that's okay, because like the Pilot, the Odyssey is also the best-selling vehicle in its class.
Did you say the Pilot seats 8?
Hurry back to the Pilot again?
Sorry.
That's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey... Wait, you want the Pilot, right?
Definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Based on Arrow Polk & Company U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8th through March 09.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Boulder County's district attorney wants voters to decide whether he and future prosecutors elected to his office can run for an additional four-year term. Stan Garnett says he wants county commissioners to put the question on the ballot for voters this fall to allow for three terms in the DA's office. A Loveland hospital is one of the nation's most environmentally friendly. Medical Center of the Rockies gets the certification from the U.S. Green Building Council. When it was built, 75% of construction waste was recycled, and the Coloradoan reports Medical Center of the Rockies also uses half the water of most hospitals belittles its size and makes the most of natural light. And it's the fourth wettest June and July on record for the metro area. And yes, we're expecting more rain this week. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we've got an accident. This is southbound 225. On that approach to Yosemite, catching some lift, starting to back things up towards Parker Road. Eastbound 6th Avenue, loading up Sheridan to Federal. Same deal for westbounders on 76. This is on the approach to 74th, up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the 20s and 30s through that stretch. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a slight chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms. It's going to be a partly cloudy day, high in the low to mid 80s. Currently, it is 63 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When it comes to managing your money, having a trusted advisor who understands your long-term goals is your first priority. Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. Call 303-864-7204 and discover what they mean when they say, long live your money. Colorado State Bank.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
I book writing schedule, and I called up station management middle of last week and said, can you let me come in from 7 to 10, not 6 to 10, 7 to 10, so I can fit everything in, and I think it's going to work out. I really do.
You were able to accomplish in, like, what, 1 week what me and Jay have been trying to do in about 3 to 4 years?
What, get the 7 to 10
slot? No, Jay always kind of wanted the 5 to 10 slot.
Which is crazy.
Super crazy.
I mean,
he's like, why don't we do 5 hours of radio? I'm like, are you serious?
And he wonders why he's got so much gray hair.
Stress, man.
And then again, seriously. I wonder why I have so much gray hair. But yeah, so I'll be here from 7 to 10 all week, and we're going to try it out for this week, except I may not be here Wednesday because I got called for jury duty, which ticks me off in this way. My wife got called for jury duty 3 weeks ago. So I feel like there should be some rule that's like you can't be called for jury, like two people, spouses, can't be called for jury duty. There's got to be some period of time because it creates, you know, it can create an income inconvenience. It can create a work inconvenience. It can be a real burden. So to like sort of we got hit by like a double whammy. Like my wife Emily had to go to jury duty. I'm going to jury duty. I feel like they put your spouse on, there should be like, you know, some rule that says you can't be called if your spouse is called for something like 6 months. So if I'm not here Wednesday, it's because I'm at jury duty. I'm going to call the night before, and if you ever get called for jury duty, you can call the night before and find out whether they need you to show up or not. So I'll know that Tuesday night. Beautiful day here on the Front Range. Let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, some national news. The healthcare debate continues to rage, and we're going to be talking about this all week with a very, very serious Colorado focus. So I'll get to that in a second. At the national level, the debate over healthcare is now honing in on whether or not to tax some of the most lavish healthcare benefits. The competing proposals now, and my guess is there's going to be a mix of these at the end of the day, but One side says they want to tax health care benefits. Barack Obama has promised not to do that. Another side, the House Democrats, many House Democrats, but not all. And remember I said that, not all, because we're going to get to that in a second. Many House Democrats have been pushing a surtax on those making over $280,000, taxable income over $280,000, to put a tax, a 1% tax, on every dollar you earn over $280,000 to pay for universal health care. So you've got these competing proposals. The New York Times has a story today. It starts out by saying Goldman Sachs is one of the nation's richest banks, and hundreds of top Goldman employees have a health care package to match one of the gold-plated Cadillac plans cited by those involved in the health care debate. Goldman's 400 or so managing directors and top executives participate in the bank's executive medical and dental program as part of their benefits. And the story talks about the effort to potentially levy a tax on those benefits. The idea being some health plans are being made tax exempt even though they're super ultra lavish, and that one way to raise money for a universal health care program is to tax those kinds of benefits. So those are the competing plans, and we're going to get to some of the details between the competition, between this proposed surtax on millionaires, which I think is the best way to go. And we're going to get to that when we talk about get to our Colorado news update. More national news: House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vows passage. She is vowing passage of the health care overhaul bill. She is defying skeptics in her party, according to the Washington Post. She vowed Sunday to overcome lingering obstacles and pass health care reform in the House, restoring momentum to President Obama's top domestic priority. She is having problems with her own House Democratic caucus. The so-called Blue Dog Democrats are among one of the factions opposing universal health care reform right now. They're issuing all sorts of press releases saying it's too expensive, but as we're going to find out later in the broadcast, in the 9 a.m. hour, we've got two reporters from the Center for Public Integrity who just did a big report on the Blue Dogs and how they're taking huge truckloads of corporate cash from the health insurance industry to try to block this health care reform. You may know we do have a Blue Dog Democrat here in Colorado. John Salazar is part of that caucus. He, I don't think, has taken a position on health care reform as of yet. Financial news. The U.S. government is poised to take a 34% stake in Citigroup, increasing both taxpayers' exposure and potentially taxpayer influence over this huge bank. The move is a milestone in a financial crisis, according to the Financial Times. Because Citigroup was one of the biggest banks in the United States, really, in the world. I love this story. This story is from the New York Times. Last week, Jeff Bezos, the chief executive of Amazon, offered an apparently heartfelt and anguished apology to customers whose digital editions of George Orwell's 1984 were remotely deleted from their Kindle reading devices. Now, think about this. You know, I have a Kindle. I love it. It's like such a great device. What happened was you download a book, right? You go on your Kindle and you choose a book and you download it wirelessly. How freaky is it that the one book that Amazon has remotely deleted, right? You've already downloaded it, right? You bought 1984, it's downloaded onto your machine. You turn it on one day and suddenly they have remotely come into your Kindle and deleted it. How crazy is it that the one book that they've done it for is 1984, Big Brother, right? I mean, that is so crazy. And maybe it's like poetic justice. I mean, maybe it's like perfect, right? It's like, yeah, the one book we're gonna use our Big Brother power for is to take away 1984. Pretty crazy, crazy story. From Comic-Con, the big comic convention out in San Diego that I wish I was at. I'm so jealous of everybody who's there. Lots of news coming out from what's going on the TV show Lost, or what's going to happen on the TV show Lost. My favorite, news from Comic-Con, and you should check out Wired's website if you want to find out what's going on at Comic-Con. Tron Legacy. They're making a new, a number two for the old movie Tron, and there's a new preview out for it. You got to check it out if you're into sci-fi movies, if you're into Tron. And I was thinking about this. Jeff Bridges, of course, is the star of Tron, also the star of The Big Lebowski. Seems to me he is in, like, he is the star of two of probably the top 50 marijuana-appropriate movies that have ever been made. Meaning, you know, sort of, a friend of mine sent me a book about the, there's a book that ranks the best movies to watch while consuming marijuana. Seems to me, my amateur viewpoint here, is that The Big Lebowski and Tron are probably on the top 50, is my guess, although I don't have the book just yet. I'm going to be getting it. All right, some local news. Governor Ritter, this is the headline in the Denver Post, Governor Ritter turns climate flap into fund pitch. Governor Ritter has learned that when life gives you bad publicity, make money. Republicans earlier this week crowed about ambushing the Democratic governor when he appeared before a U.S. Senate committee to talk about energy. Ritter responded by sending out a fundraising email on Friday, accusing the Republicans in the Senate of foiling forward-thinking energy and climate policies. I don't blame Ritter for this. I mean, you know, if he's going to go to Washington and carry a good, solid environmental message and he gets attacked by the Republicans, I don't think there's anything wrong with him sending out an email to supporters about what he's doing. Business news. A recession is stalling a Denver hotel project. A water-filled hole in the ground at East 8th Avenue and Colorado Boulevard is another testament to the impact dried-up financing is having on real estate development. Developer Charlie Biederman demolished the former Corner Spotlight video stores and Annie's Cafe months ago to make way for a 160-room extended-stay hotel. This is right near where I live. But the recession has made it nearly impossible to finance new construction. Some more Denver news. Colorado officials are seeking to establish trade between the state's farmers and Cuba, a practice forbidden by the previous governor, but in step with a growing group of U.S. states far from the political pressure of anti-Castro groups. In business news, CNBC ranks Colorado number three on the list of top states for business. So when you hear the Republicans in the legislature saying, oh, you know, there's too many regulations here and the taxes are too high in Colorado, well, not according to the business press. All right. And our final story and our topic of the morning, and I'm guessing it's going to be the topic of the week, is Boulder Congressman Jared Polis. I don't know if you caught the news last week. He made a huge amount of news voting against President Obama's health care reform package in committee and sending a letter to the White House demanding that the White House back off a proposal to tax millionaires to fund universal health care reform. So Jared Polis is now leading the way to try to stop President Obama's health care reform. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So this is the big topic of the day, and I think it's probably going to be the big topic of the week. Obviously, health care in general. But Congressman Jared Polis, the supposed progressive from Boulder, the first big stand he's taking on President Obama. Jared Polis, as many of you know, is a dot-com millionaire himself, specifically saying that he wants President Obama to back off a proposal to tax millionaires to pay for part of this health insurance plan. For reference, somebody making $1 million in a year, $1 million would pay just $9,000 more in taxes. That's 0.9% of their income. Jared Polis saying that's unacceptable, unfair, and it would, he claims it would hit small business. Now, after the break, I'm going to give you the stats on who that would hit, how many people that would hit, and how many small businesses. In the meantime, feel free to give us a call, 303-713-7600. to weigh in on what whether you think Jared Polis is doing the right thing by opposing President Obama and trying to obstruct health care. It's a big deal, folks. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update from Captain John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Had an early crash on southbound 225. It's as you approach Yosemite. Already seeing speeds in the teens, maybe single digits, all the way back past Parker Road. Also going to be busy for you on the southbound side, Colfax down to Alameda. Northbounders tapping the brakes, Parker Road up to Islip. Also traveling southbound on 25, going to be a bear for you this morning, 120th. Down to 84th, a heavy spot, as well as from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Eastbound approaches into the city also starting to bog down a little bit. 6th Avenue, Sheridan to Federal, C-470, Broadway to Quebec, and on the turnpike around Federal as well as you approach the interstate there. Forecast, sunny to start, then afternoon clouds will roll in. Cold front coming into the state. Our highs should be around 85 degrees. Strong chance for thunderstorms that could produce heavy rain, hail, and high winds later this evening. Overnight low in the mid-50s. Right now, 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Grab your friends and head down to TGI Friday's restaurants, because it's BYOB. Bring your own butt.
Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Vetokill wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Vetokill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or Lauer's Hardwood.
If Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels, you know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, new music, community service. See ya. Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station and the NAB.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
That's 303bundles.com.
If your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martino's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy a $500 CalSpas gift certificate for only $100. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Celebrate the next 100 years of engineering excellence at the GMC Summer Event. Check out the legendary 09 Sierra 1500 or the 8-passenger Acadia. Visit GMCDealer.com. Take delivery by 7/31/09. See dealer for details.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer, 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. To learn the signs of autism, visit AutismSpeaks.org.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The United States has been the one that has been falling behind consistently on many things.
Healthcare would be one. I think it's the most complicated issue.
It's one of the biggest priorities.
Universal healthcare.
Universal healthcare.
We need to have a universal healthcare program in this country. We need to move more towards social democracy.
Your thoughts have a voice.
Everyone needs healthcare.
I think it's a lot better for the economy if everyone's healthy.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
724 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. I should be here all week, although I might be out Wednesday with jury duty. We're talking about the topic of the morning is Congressman Jared Polis of Boulder. Last week, he took a very controversial position. He was one of the few Democrats to cast his vote against universal health care in committee. He also sent a letter, made a lot of headlines, national headlines, for sending a letter to President Obama demanding specifically that President Obama back off a proposal to fund part of health care reform with a tax that falls almost exclusively on the richest 1% in this country. I wrote my newspaper column about this. It's in the Denver Post. It's now in the Denver Post on Saturdays. They moved it to Saturday because, well, for various reasons, they're moving stuff around at the Post. And in my column, I said that Polis is leading one faction of Democrats that I call the Land Rover Liberals. And the Wall Street Journal wrote a piece about Polis and about how a faction of Democrats from the wealthiest congressional districts in the United States, Democrats now control 14 out of the 25 wealthiest congressional districts in the United States. Polis's district is one of them. And it's about basically how this, what I call this group of Land Rover Liberals who get their liberal labels from taking solidly good liberal positions on social issues like abortion and like equal rights, which, again, I think is great. But they're not very good on middle-class economic issues. And this is a classic example. Jared Polis, a dot-com millionaire, who is basically going to bat. And I don't want to ascribe necessarily personal motive, but it is true to say that the guy is a multi-multi-millionaire and would likely be hit by this tax personally. But even if you go beyond that, even if you say, well, maybe it's not him acting out of personal defense, he's really, I think, wearing his class, his 1%, top 1% class on his sleeve. I mean, being against a tax proposal that would, remember, somebody making over $1 million a year, somebody making $1 million a year would pay just $9,000 more in taxes. That's 0.9% of their income. I mean, do you realize how rich you have to be to make $1 million a year? Not just be a millionaire, you have $1 million in assets total. To make $1 million a year, you've got to be astronomically wealthy. Citizens for Tax Justice, the nonpartisan group that analyzes a lot of this tax stuff, here's what they have to say about this tax proposal. They say that the average person making $267,000 a year, the average person making $290,000 a year would pay just $67 more in taxes. Now, to understand, you're in the media, you hear a lot about this, that, oh, it's a 1% tax on all income above $280,000. In the media, what you hear is it's a 1% tax on people who make $280,000 or more. But what that really means is you don't pay any new tax on dollar one to $279,999. You see what I'm saying? If you make $290,000, you're only paying that extra tax on the $10,000 between $280,000 and $290,000. So when you start thinking about it that way, you understand that most people in the United States do not pay that tax. Citizens for Tax Justice estimates here in Colorado that just 1.5% of all taxpayers will be hit with this tax. Now, Jared Polis, who is opposing this tax and is threatening to kill health care reform over his opposition to it, says that he's worried about small businesses. Well, Citizens for Tax Justice did an analysis of how many small businesses this would hit. And they find that only 4.1% of taxpayers with any small business income at all would have enough income to be subject to the surcharge. Now, that makes sense, right? Because the surcharge is only on taxable income, right? So if you're a small business owner, you have to make more than $280,000 after you pay for all your overhead, all your payroll, and you take all your deductions and write-offs. And if and when you get hit with that tax, again, you're only paying the tax on income above $280,000. So you got to clear more than $280,000 to even start paying any of this tax. And again, it's a tax of 1%. And by the way, that says nothing of the fact that if you're paying for health care for yourself or your employees, this tax would go in to a fund that would pay your health care. Let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Weigh in on whether you think Jared Polis is doing the right thing by opposing President Obama's health care proposal. By the way, he is in the Boulder Daily Camera today. He's been hit pretty hard, criticized pretty hard for his position, and he's in the Boulder Daily Camera with an op-ed this weekend, claiming that no, he is really for health insurance, but he's got problems with this bill, but he's trying to say he's still for health care reform, and he actually, this is really smarmy, he actually says he made his decision to vote against the bill knowing that it had the votes to make it out of his committee. So he's saying that just because he voted against the bill, he's not really against health care reform. Sounds pretty shifty to me. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Lisa in Colorado Springs, you're on AM760.
Hey, David. I agree. Polis is a backdoor libertarian, and we have to knock some sense into Boulder to get rid of him. He is for privatizing education. He's an opportunist and bought the election. I hope you get Joan Fitzgerald on the horn to explain why we have to get rid of Polis.
What do you think his opposition is motivated? Because I mentioned that, this guy's a millionaire. Do you think this is personal self-interest? Do you think it's he's just part of that class? Where do you think it's coming from?
He is part of the techno class, and he's a libertarian at heart. He's for charter schools, which are raping public education, and he would just as soon delete half of government. So, he's part of that.
But the thing is that the guy, here's what just is crazy to me about his position. Here's a guy who campaigned promising to support single-payer universal health care. How do you campaign promising to support single-payer health care paid for with a, and by the way, on his campaign website, paid for with a payroll tax on everybody? And now you're opposing health care reform because it taxes millionaires? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's pretty regressive.
It's crazy. Lisa, thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM760.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, I consider the fact that he bought the election with stolen money, because most of the .com stuff was basically running up your stock, getting people to invest you, and then running off with all the money. His money's basically stolen, as far as I'm concerned. And we asked the campaign for Joan Fitzgerald, and she didn't have much of a chance against a guy who could put $2 or $3 million into his own campaign, which should be illegal if it's your own money. And the other thing of it is, my wife and I, who are Jeffco Dems, have decided to call him Parish Under Polis Health Plan.
Well, I think that Jared Polis is going to have a lot of explaining to do to his constituents, and the fact that he has, the House is now may not pass this health care reform package before it goes on recess. President Obama saying that we need to pass it now to keep momentum moving, and if they don't pass it by the August recess, I think a lot of the blame will be laid at Jared Polis's feet. I mean, I think he will have helped stop health care reform. It's not fair to say that he's killed health care reform, but he's stopped it dead in its tracks with this letter and with this opposition, with this vote against it. Again, it got a huge amount of press. Bob, thanks for the call. All right, 7:34, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. going up into the 80s today on the Front Range. We're taking your calls on Congressman Jared Polis. Do you think he's right to be taking a leading role in potentially obstructing President Obama's health care package? Polis opposing the bill because he says he doesn't support the surtax on millionaires, a surtax which would ask somebody making $1 million a year to pay just $9,000 more in taxes per year, 0.9% of their income, in order to fund universal health care. Polis, a dot-com millionaire himself, saying that that's unacceptable. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get more of your calls, and I'll give you some more details on how many small businesses this would really hit in Colorado. You'll be amazed to find out how few it really is. But first, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a couple problems out there as you're making your way out this morning. First, a crash in the cleanup phase, southbound 225 as you approach Yosemite. Stop-and-go conditions begin back around Parker Road. Also got this new one blocking the left lane of northbound I-25 as you get near C-470. Again, it's blocking the left-hand lane, seeing the stop-and-go and the backups around Surrey Ridge. Now, that'll only extend all the way into Castle Rock there. Pretty normal drive, getting really busy for us as we're in the 7 o'clock hour now. No surface street crashes, but busy spots eastbound 36 after Federal, eastbound C-470, Broadway to Quebec. Also, westbound Turnpike Sheridan out to Church Ranch filling up as well. But a pretty normal-looking commute for us with the exception of those two crashes, southbound 225 Yosemite and northbound I-25 at C-470. Your forecast, mostly sunny in the a.m., mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 80s right now, 63 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This hour brought to you by the Roofing Division of 3M Construction Services.
Save energy and money by shopping at Lowe's. Now through July 27th, get 10% off eligible Energy Star, WaterSense, and home weatherization products. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals
on,
that you're
today?
Fooled, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally!
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
No way. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster,
what's up?
I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. I'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug.
Yuck.
I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast.
Happy.
Maple. Fiat.
And White Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/30/109.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Announcing double cash for your old car at your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. Turn in your old car and get up to $4,500 government credit toward one of our new, more fuel-efficient vehicles. Plus, everyone gets up to $4,500 cash allowance on virtually every one of our models. Get to your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer today. $3,500 or $4,500 government credit and $3,500 to $4,500 factory cash allowance when you turn in your old vehicle with combined new 18 MPG and purchase an eligible new vehicle. See your participating dealer for eligibility details or visit cars.gov. Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I'll be here all week from 7 a.m. To 10 a.m. If I'm not here Wednesday, it's because I'm stuck in jury duty. We're talking about health care. A local angle. Jared Polis, the congressman from Boulder, made a lot of headlines last week with a letter to the White House demanding that President Obama back off a proposal to impose a tiny surtax on the richest 1% in order to fund universal health care. Just to review what this tax would do, it would impose a graduated 1% tax on income, household income above $350,000, individual in $280,000. The person making $1 million a year would pay just $9,000 more in taxes per year, or 0.9% of their annual income. Somebody making, an individual making about $300,000 a year would pay just about 60 or 70 bucks more per year total in taxes. Because again, the tax falls just on income, above $280,000, right? It's not you make $280,000, it's 1% of all $280,000, right? It's 1% of every dollar above $280,000. This is why this tax only hits and really grazes just 4% of small businesses. Because think about how much money you have to make, your small business has to make to clear to more than $280,000 after you pay all your expenses, all your payroll, all your overhead, and get all your write-offs and deductions, right? You got to clear a huge amount of money. This is why this doesn't hit lots of small businesses, because you have to clear that much money in order to even have this tax affect you. Unfortunately, Jared Polis is spewing a lot of right-wing nonsense, saying that this is some sort of assault on small businesses. It's unfair. And I wrote in my column, my column that appears in the Denver Post, that this is part and parcel of the whole campaign against this tax. You hear the media, reporters basically framing this tax proposal as supposedly punishing the rich. Of course, this would bring us back, and this is an important point here, this surtax would not even bring us back to the tax rates that we had under Bill Clinton. Put another way, it wouldn't even restore all of the tax cuts or regain the revenue that we lost to tax cuts for the richest 1% that George W. Bush passed. George W. Bush handed about $800 billion over to the richest 1% from his tax cuts. This proposal would generate just about $500 billion. So we're not even talking about rolling the tax rates back to where they were under Bill Clinton, which, you know, you hear a lot of right-wingers say, oh, the taxes are going to be so high. Well, last I checked, the economy was doing a lot better under Bill Clinton and Clinton-era tax rates than they're doing right now. So the whole idea that if you raise taxes in this way, it's going to be bad for the economy, I think we've got a lot of history to suggest that that's not true. And yet we've got Boulder's freshman congressman, a supposed progressive, remember, a guy who aired campaign commercials promising to be a leader in the fight to pass immediately universal health care, now using his position as Boulder's congressman to slow down and potentially halt health care reform. Obama is saying that this has got to pass the House before the recess, and last week's headlines were dominated by opposition among House members, House Democrats, factions of House Democrats, to this proposal. Polis, arguably the leading voice. What do you think about this? Is he representing your interests? Is he representing Colorado's interests? Is he doing what he promised on the campaign trail? 303-713-7600. And we're gonna invite Jared Polis to come on and discuss this with us. Turk's going to give their office a call. And hopefully Congressman Polis will come on here and explain himself. He's got a strange op-ed in the Boulder Daily Camera today claiming that he's actually for health care reform. He's pushing forward. He's digging in. He's pushing forward this nonsense about how many small businesses it supposedly hits. But again, you can check it out yourself. The Citizens for Tax Justice, very well respected nonpartisan watchdog group. They have estimated, based on IRS data, by the way, that just 4% of small businesses would even be grazed by this tax. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. George in Arvada. George, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning, David. When I saw the article about Polis' position a couple of weeks ago, I was dismayed. I couldn't believe it. I think somebody from his position should be setting an example rather than taking the kind of position he's taking. I'm not sure, just as you are, his motives, I'm not 100% as personal or something like that, but I guess I don't like it. I'd like to make another statement or two about this. I like so much Hillary Clinton's obsession with getting Americans a decent health care plan and her plan of 10, 15 years ago, and its failure. And I got to thinking, I mean, it was pushed maybe too precipitously at that time, and I was wondering about Obama. I was listening to, like, George Ed Schultz a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, and other, talking heads, liberal talking heads with whom I like to listen to and with whom I agree most of the time, but it sounded like, you know, they were saying Democrats have this big majority, it's going to be a slam dunk, let's get going. And I just feel sometimes like Obama's been getting too hard of a push on his thing. I felt like his ideation in its regard was good, and I thought he was taking steps measuredly, and I thought he was doing it very well, but now I'm not sure where the heck we're going with the darn thing, if it's being pushed too hard or what.
Well, I think, look, I mean, I've addressed this on my blog at www.openleft.com, which is that you saw last week that this is the talking point now. Why, President Obama, are you rushing this bill, right?
Yeah.
And here's my take on this. Well, first of all, and the Denver Post, of course, had an op-ed, an editorial, saying this. They praised Jared Polis and said, and the headline was, "What's the rush on health care?" Now, I've got two answers to that. First and foremost, the rush is that 22,000 Americans are dying every year because they don't have health care. And that's based on, that's the Urban Institute, which is based on National Science Foundation data. So we know somewhere between 2003, USA Today reported that it was 18,000. So somewhere between 18,000 and 22,000 Americans die every year because they lack health insurance. Now, if you break that down population-wise, right, and you take that, you know, ratio-wise, that's about one Colorado citizen every day. Okay? So
awesome.
So that's why there's a rush. Right, and that's the first reason why there's a rush. And I think it was really, really kind of gross that the Denver Post would ask, "What's the rush?" Secondly, I don't subscribe to the idea that we have been rushing. And the reason I say that is because we have been debating universal health care as a matter of public policy since 1945. You can go look that up. Harry Truman gave a speech, put out a skeletal proposal for universal health care in 1945. None of the proposals in front of Congress are anything new at all. The only thing new about them is that it's getting a legislative push. But it's not like somebody has reinvented the wheel and put it in front of Congress. They have been throwing around these proposals, different pieces of this proposal for decades. So I don't, this whole idea that this is a rush, I mean, last I checked, we passed, the Congress passed about $1 trillion, at least $1 trillion in bailout money for Wall Street firms with less than 2 weeks of debate. And yet, we've been debating health care for 65 years, and that's supposedly a rush? A health care plan that would cost a fraction of what we spent in roughly 2 weeks handing out bailouts to Wall Street? It's not a rush. I don't see. It's just the whole idea that this is a quote-unquote rush is a made-up talking point. And George, I appreciate you asking about it because people have been hearing this a lot, and it's a lot of crap. It's a lot of crap. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. What's your take on Jared Polis potentially stymieing President Obama's plan for universal health care? He made a lot of headlines last week opposing the plan, saying he did not want a tax on millionaires to fund any part of this proposal. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Do you agree with him or do you disagree with him? Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
If I was a millionaire, Dave, I'd probably be against that increase as well.
I mean, dude, $9,000, 0.9%.
It's a drop in the bucket, man. Drop in the bucket. I had this argument with many people over the last week and a half, including my father and a guy down the hall.
It's like mind-boggling.
It's insanity.
How can you be against this? I don't get it. Hopefully somebody's going to call up and put up some kind of opposition. I want to hear it.
I think we got a couple in queue, man.
All right, good.
All right, traffic's still looking pretty gnarly for us as you're heading out of Castle Rock trying to get into the tech center. Crash northbound I-25 as you approach C-470. It's off on the left-hand side of the highway, seeing the backups around Surrey Ridge. Southbound side of 25 also heavy up in Thornton and North Glen. Also stop and go after I-70, taking you past Spear Boulevard. And they cleaned up that crash southbound 225 at Yosemite, but still really heavy there beginning around Parker Road. Your forecast, sunny to start. Afternoon clouds will roll in as a cold front moves into the state. Our high should be around 85. Also got the strong chance for thunderstorms. It could produce heavy rain, some hail and high winds later this evening. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Right now, 64 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice, loaves of Blue Label bread, King Soopers large eggs, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're fooled, you'll probably continue.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
We just got our semi-annual mid-year outlook report just out. So if you'd like a copy of it, it's free. It's going to talk. It talks about the recession. Are we likely to see an end to it? And what type of recovery will we see when it does end? What's going on with inflation? Has the stock market bottomed? And is it too late to get in now? And where are the opportunities in stocks or bonds? This is a mid-year report. It only comes out twice a year. So if you'd like your free copy, give us a call, and I'll give you the correct number because I messed up David.
I got it right here. I got it right here. 303-694-1600. Mike Spear and his team at Presidential Brokerage. Again, 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. As he always says, you don't want to just leave your money out there hoping that it's gonna do what it needs to do. You got to stay on top of it. And that's why you can call the team at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
Welcome back. Good to hear you.
Thanks, man.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Call Colorado Roofing. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Trust Colorado Roofing to help you with the insurance claim process, ensuring you get the maximum benefit from your insurance company. Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Go to ColoradoRoofing.com today. That's ColoradoRoofing.com. Or call 303-825-5273.
It's 7:55 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin. We're talking about health care. That's going to be the topic for the morning. In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to a couple of investigative reporters who are going to fill us in on how the so-called Blue Dog Democrats are filling their campaign coffers with health insurance cash, I think, in exchange for opposing universal health care reform. We have a Blue Dog, a major Blue Dog congressperson here in Colorado, John Salazar. So you're going to want to stick around for that. I'll give you a national and local news update in the 8 a.m. hour. Now we're going to continue taking your calls on Congressman Jared Polis, who made headlines last week using his freshman congressional seat to try to stop President Obama's health care plan. Polis issuing a letter and garnering a lot of headlines for it, opposing a tax on millionaires to pay for part of this health reform. As you may know, millionaires were given about $800 billion to $1 trillion in tax cuts under George Bush. This proposal would restore only a fraction of that tax revenue and would still leave tax rates for the rich lower than they were in the Clinton administration. Do you agree with Polis in opposing this tax on millionaires? 303-713-7600. Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to definitely agree with Jared on this. The Polis agree with him that he definitely needs to oppose the president on this particular thing. I'm not saying oppose the president on health care in general, because I think we definitely need something, but you got to stop taxing the upper 5%. First of all, the upper 5% of the United States of people that make whatever they make pay the taxes. What is it, 70%? Or whatever it is of the taxes.
Well, let me just interrupt and give everyone some statistics. According to the Wall Street Journal analysis, Wall Street Journal, not exactly liberal, according to the Wall Street Journal's latest analysis of IRS data, the top 1% share of America's total income is the highest it's been since before the Great Depression, since before 1929, and their tax rates are the lowest they've faced in more than two decades. So they are making a larger share of the national income, the top 1% is, than they've made since before the Great Depression, and paying the lowest tax rates they've paid in more than two decades. Now, I don't really understand what you mean by the fact that they're paying too much in taxes. They were paying too much in taxes back. I mean, they're paying less in taxes now than they ever have in contemporary history.
My opinion is that the rich really, I'm not even rich, so I'm just saying the rich definitely get hammered. They continually get hammered with this tax, that tax to pay for these.
But hold on a minute. But the stats are that they're paying the lowest taxes they've paid in 20 years. So I guess for most of American history, you're then saying the rich have been paying too much in taxes. I mean, if that's your opinion, that's fine. But the idea that they're somehow now getting hammered, now they're getting newly hammered when they're paying the lowest taxes they've paid in two decades, that doesn't square up with the facts. Thanks for the call, Jeff. All right, stick around. We'll continue debating this and more healthcare and tax issues after the break.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS News. Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Officials representing two of the world's economic superpowers have just opened high-level talks in Washington. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama says the U.S.-Chinese relationship will shape the 21st century. He set this tone as the crucial talks opened in Washington within the past hour.
This is an essential step in advancing a positive, constructive, and comprehensive relationship between our countries.
This summit will center on the troubled world economy and the impact of the U.S. trade gap with China on American jobs. Mr. Obama says links between Washington and Beijing are as important as any bilateral relationship in the world. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
And this is just in: new home sales up 11% in the month of June. A sure way to get Ben Bernanke's dander up is to ask the Fed chairman why he went along with bailing out big banks that made bad bets on risky mortgage loans. At a PBS NewsHour town hall meeting in Kansas City, Bernanke said ignoring the problem could have unleashed an economic cataclysm.
I was not going to be the Federal Reserve chairman who presided over the second Great Depression.
A North Carolina town may have a modern-day Jack the Ripper on its hands. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
The FBI is now looking into the deaths of five women whose bodies have been found in and near Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Three others are missing. Police Chief John Manley.
A reasonable person would conclude that if you find that many bodies in the close proximity to each other, that there are possibility or connection.
The families of the women complain investigators haven't been aggressively working the cases because the victims were black and linked to drugs and prostitution. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Against the backdrop of Independence Hall in Philadelphia an hour from now, gay groups and Pennsylvania Congressman Patrick Murphy will kick off a new effort against the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy toward homosexuals. Murphy says the troops he served with in Iraq didn't care if someone was gay.
They only cared whether or not you could fire an M4 assault rifle. Could you kick down a door in Baghdad? Could you get the job done so we all be able to come home alive?
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says allowing gays to serve openly could undermine unit cohesiveness.
All units are the ones that are fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq and across the global war on terror. This is something that we don't want to trifle with.
A jury in Stuart, Florida has found in favor of a hospital that chartered a plane and sent a seriously brain-injured illegal immigrant back to Guatemala. The man's family sued the hospital for $1 million for the man's care plus damages. Researchers say more has to be done to save a threatened species. CBS's Barry Bagnetto has the story.
A new study finds nearly a quarter of the world's habitat for giant pandas was destroyed in the earthquake last year in southern China that killed nearly 70,000 people. And much of the remaining habitat has been fragmented into smaller disconnected patches. This study in Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment says special steps must be taken to help threatened giant pandas reach vegetation they need to survive and thrive.
And the Dow is up 28 points. This is CBS News.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.9% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
With Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com's telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Cuba wants to buy Colorado products, and state officials are looking to establish a trade relationship. Cuban demand for American food has been growing rapidly, and the state is trying to establish commerce between Colorado farmers and Cuba. The Denver Post reports Colorado companies already sell to Cuba, but that the state wants to increase that trade significantly. A Montrose police officer was killed and two others hospitalized over the weekend. The trio was responding to a domestic violence call. The alleged shooter also died, but it's unclear whether police killed him or he shot himself. Yesterday was not the day to be on I-70 in the mountains, especially for a couple of truck drivers. A crude oil tanker overturned near Edwards. There was a spill, and a large tank being hauled on a truck hit an overpass near Silt. That overpass remains closed because of damage. Finally, it's been a wetter than normal summer. Denver's been drenched with more than 3 inches more rain than normal.
For June and July, the total of 7.33 inches now is the fourth wettest June-July combination since 1882.
National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Benton, Denver's forecast calls for a chance of rain every day this week. Rockies beat the Giants 4-2. Now they head out on the road. It's a 10-game trip, and it begins in New York against the Mets this evening. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at some big-time delays as you're heading north on I-25 out of Castle Rock. That due to an accident that occurred just south of C-470. Was blocking up a lane, so everybody was bottlenecking to try and get by. It looks like those backups still exist, so you'll need to factor that in your ride as you're trying to get to the tech center. Southbound 225 also dragging a bit after that Parker curve up towards Yosemite. Eastbounders on 6M have to deal with some sunshine as well as volume, which will cause delays approaching Sheridan towards Federal. Checking on those seat cameras, looks like westbound 36 also bogging down before Wadsworth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pulte Mortgage is hosting a job fair for experienced mortgage professionals this Wednesday. Go to PulteJobFair.com to learn more. That's P-U-L-T-E JobFair.com or call 303-740-8800. Equal opportunity employer.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders. Werner, preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
.07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Talking about health care, and we're talking about taxes. Congressman Jared Polis making headlines opposing universal health care reform, opposing President Obama's bill moving through Congress. Polis casting a key vote against that bill in committee, saying he specifically opposes a proposal to enact a surtax on income, household income above $350,000 a year, to pay for part of this proposal. That tax would affect almost exclusively the richest 1% of the country. Some stats before we get back into the debate about this. According to the Wall Street Journal's latest analysis of IRS data, the richest 1%, who's, by the way, the average income of somebody in the richest 1%, their average income, average, is $1.4 million a year. The richest 1%, according to the Wall Street Journal's analysis of IRS data, now makes a larger share of America's total income than they have since before the Great Depression, since the Gilded Age, since the 1920s. And That richest 1% pays the lowest tax rates they've paid in two decades. This surtax would not even restore the tax rates on the richest 1% to where they were under the Clinton administration. They would still be lower than they were under the Clinton administration and under the Reagan administration. So those are the stats. And this tax proposal, according to Citizens for Tax Justice, the nonpartisan watchdog group, would affect just 4% of small businesses. And, of course, that makes sense. This tax only falls on income above a household income of $350,000 a year. So it's not on if you make $350,000 a year, if your household makes $350,000 a year, it's not 1% of $350,000. It's 1% of dollar one above $350,000. So if you make $360,000, you're only paying that tax on the $10,000 from 350 to 360. So you got to think about how much money you really have to be making to even pay a teeny fraction of this tax. The Citizens for Tax Justice estimates that for an individual making $280,000 a year, they would pay about $60 more a year in taxes. $60. In exchange, by the way, in exchange for universal health care, so that would obviously lower everybody's health care bills, and cover the roughly 45 million Americans who don't have health insurance. So what do you think about Jared Polis' opposition? Do you think the people making an average of $1.4 million a year, the richest 1%, are persecuted? Are they being punished? Are they being unfairly persecuted? They're paying the lowest taxes they've paid in two decades, making the highest share of America's total income that they've made since before the Great Depression. Are they supposedly being punished? Is it unfair? Or do you think that they can afford, that the somebody making $1 million a year can afford to pay $9,000 a year more in taxes, by the way, after getting a much bigger tax cut from George Bush? Do you think they can afford to pay $9,000 more per year, somebody making $1 million, 0.9% of their income, so that 45 million Americans can have health insurance? Remember, 22,000 Americans every year die because they do not have health insurance. So if you're going to call up here and you're going to make your arguments against this tax, be sure to explain to our listeners why you think 22,000 Americans should continue perishing, dying, because you believe that the richest 1%, people making an average of $1.4 million a year, shouldn't pay a tiny surtax to help deal with this situation. A surtax, again, that wouldn't even restore the tax rates on the richest 1% to where they were under Bill Clinton. 303-713-7600 is the number. Weigh in on whether you think Congressman Jared Polis, the millionaire.com tycoon from Boulder, is right to stand in the way of President Obama's health insurance, health care reform, because of this surtax proposal. Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
This is Dave.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Shoot.
Yeah, I was just calling. It sounds like Jared Polis just made his, just signed his own dismissal from the Congress, really, especially being from Boulder, doing something like that. Not very smart political move on his part.
Well, I think, I see it two ways. I mean, Boulder, a relatively wealthy congressional district. I mean, there are parts of that district that aren't wealthy, obviously, but it is, the Wall Street Journal's report is about how some Democrats from very wealthy districts are opposing this tax. So some might say, well, that's good politics. So, Polis is going to bat for what I call, the Land Rover liberal crowd, the folks who say that they're liberal because they're good on social issues but are terrible on, they're basically economic royalists. And there are a lot of those folks in Boulder. Not everybody, of course, but there's a lot of those Land Rover liberals up in Boulder. The other side of the coin is, I think you're right, is that Jared Polis campaigned aggressively for promising health care, that there are more people in that district who believe that people making an average of $1.4 million a year should pay slightly higher taxes, yet still lower than they were paying in the Clinton administration, in order to make sure everybody has health care. And I think that as this story gets out, as it gets out that Jared Polis is obstructing President Obama's health care plan, actually playing a leading role in potentially halting that health care reform in a district that went overwhelmingly for Barack Obama, I think it's going to cause political problems for him. I do. I think you're right. Dave, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
Jim in Longmont. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good.
I agree with Jared Polis. I think if we're going to have universal health care, that everybody should have a stake in it. There's maybe 10, 12, 13 million people that would need subsidies, but other than that, you ought to pay if you're going to play.
But everybody does pay taxes.
Well, 40, almost 50% don't pay income tax.
Well, but everybody pays taxes. Everybody pays some sort of taxes. Everyone's paying sales tax. Everyone's paying payroll tax. Everyone's paying all sorts of state taxes. So everybody is paying taxes. I don't think this is as much a question of, you know, everybody should have to pay. I mean, we're talking about the tax system here, and everybody pays into the tax system at some level. I think it's more of a question of how should that tax system itself be structured.
I'll tell you what I think's disgusting, though, is like the class warfare where people want to tax the rich, and you got like 50% of Americans almost don't pay any income tax. We should all pay.
I see. So the class warfare, apparently it's not class warfare for the federal government to take my money as a taxpayer, my payroll taxes, my sales taxes, all of the taxes that I pay. It's not class warfare for them to take that, and according to the Treasury Department last week, spend up to $23 trillion, hand over up to $23 trillion of our tax money to financial firms. But it's somehow class warfare to restore a fraction of the Bush tax cuts and restore tax rates to where they, less than where they were on the rich under Bill Clinton. It's class warfare to restore tax rates to less than the Clinton administration, but it's not class warfare for the federal government to quickly hand over up to $23 trillion in handouts, direct handouts, to Wall Street firms. I get it. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for the call, Jim. Makes a lot of sense. Let's go to Alice in Longmont. Alice, you're on AM 760.
Hello, David.
Hey there.
And thanks for having me. And what I want to say is I'll never forgive Jared Polis if he pulls that stunt. And I blame a lot of it on Obama when he got into office and said he was going to tax the rich. And because a lot of these people weren't rich to begin with. They had to work very hard for what they had. And I'm like the previous caller. I believe that all of us should pay into this plan.
Well, I mean, again, everybody pays taxes. That's the first thing.
Right.
And number two, everybody except the extremely poor, we're talking about the extremely destitute, is going to have to pay some kind of premium, right? So they're going to have to, you have to pay an insurance premium here. The question is, how do you fund, for instance, a public option? How do you fund the build out of some kind of a public part of this program? You need to have some revenues. So this is not, I don't think it's a question of everybody should pay and one proposal is for everybody to pay in and another proposal is for nobody to, for only some people to pay in. This is a question of how do you make the right tax changes in a system where everybody pays in to make it affordable for everyone. Now, I don't think somebody making $1 million a year, I don't think it's too much to ask after they've gotten $800 billion in tax cuts, literally $800 billion in tax cuts over the last 10 years to the richest 1%. I don't think it's unfair to say in the next 10 years you're going to get only $300 billion in Bush tax cuts. We're going to take the other $500 billion from those proposed Bush tax cuts, and we're going to restore the tax rates to less than they were under Bill Clinton for the richest 1% in order to make sure that 22,000 Americans a year don't die because they lack health insurance. I think you're right. I think Jared Polis is going to have a political problem and has created a political problem for himself. Now, the question is, will he face a primary? Will he face a Democratic primary in Boulder? I mean, if there's any district in Colorado where a Democratic primary could be mounted, it's a district like Boulder, where Barack Obama won a huge margin. The Democratic congressman from Boulder, using his position to make headlines, stopping the Obama health plan in a district that Obama overwhelmingly won, seems like a potential ripe situation for a Democratic primary. Alice, thanks for the call. And I should mention, if you want to weigh in with Jared Polis' office, and we're going to try to invite Congressman Polis on this show to discuss where he stands on this issue. But if you want to call it to his office's number is 303-484-9596. Again, his number is 303-484-9596. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll do one more call before we hit another break. Let's go to Mark. Mark in Denver. You're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
All right, I'm going to make it fast since you're going to break. First thing, I sort of agree with Jared. I think that you except for the fact that you need to, since it's universal health care, you need to spread ownership to everybody. You should have a national 0.5% or 1% sales tax on everything, and that gives ownership to everybody. The fact that you're trying to say that they're not rushing this through because they've been looking at it since FDR or whatever is a disingenuous statement. People are pissed off about what they did with the scamulus package to the point that Nancy Pelosi has backed off of doing a second one. The longer this healthcare thing sits in the sunlight, it stinks like a baby's diaper. The longer it sits there, the more it stinks.
It's been sitting there for 65 years. It's been sitting there for 65 years. We debated it, what was it, 16 years ago. So the idea that this is a rush, it doesn't make empirical sense, buddy. It doesn't make sense for people to say that this is being rushed. I mean, that just makes no sense. 65 years. The second part of what you're saying is that I get, if you support a 1% sales tax, that's your right. I mean, I think, if you look at the sales tax proposal, and people have always thrown out, well, let's just do a national sales tax. Just so everybody knows, that is the most regressive tax you can make. That is the single most regressive tax you can create. It would disproportionately hit the middle class. So you've heard it here. You've got a proposal to tax almost exclusively the richest 1%. And the opponents of this propose a tax that would fall disproportionately, mostly on people making $40,000-$50,000 bucks a year. Which do you think is the right way to go? I think restoring the tax rates on the richest 1% to less than they were under the Clinton administration is not a radical proposal. The economy was doing pretty good during the Clinton administration. If you can give me tax rates that return the economy to how it was doing under Bill Clinton as opposed to how it's doing today, I think that's a pretty good deal. And I think the people who are calling up defending Jared Polis for opposing this tax are people who want to defend the richest 1%, who maybe themselves are in the richest 1%, or who maybe themselves think they're going to be among the richest 1%. And it gets down to a fundamental question. The fundamental question is, what kind of nation do you want to live in? A take everything for yourself, me first nation, where you're fine with 22,000 Americans dying every year, as long as if you become somebody who earns $1 million a year, you don't have to pay a tiny more in taxes? Or are you somebody who thinks that having three or four 9/11s every year, it's not too much to ask somebody making $1 million a year to pay a tiny more in taxes to prevent that? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600, 823 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, still working this crash. Northbound I-25 approaching C-470. Been over there well over an hour. Stop-and-go conditions begin back around Surrey Ridge. As you're trying to get out of Castle Rock, southbound side also a struggle. Beginning all the way up in North Bend at 88th Avenue. That's actually Commerce or Thornton there. Going to last all the way down to 84th. Also, stop and go I-70 past Spear Boulevard. And normal jams eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan to Federal. Southbound 225, Park Road to Yosemite. That's after an early crash. One surface street accident right now at Federal and Ellsworth. Your forecast, mostly sunny this morning, then partly cloudy after 12 o'clock. Scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Highs going to be in the lower 80s right now, 65 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dead battery?
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new battery, Advance has one for almost every make and model and will install it for you right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over a million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Duplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Blowing bubbles in the bath can be, well, fun. But isn't it time you let the tub do all the work? This week, go to AM760.net and buy a $500 Cal Spas gift certificate for only $100.
Honey, have you seen my rubber ducky?
Oh, brother. Find great deals, coupons, and savings with Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast and AM760.net.
AM 827 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. The stat, according to the Wall Street Journal and their analysis of IRS data, the richest 1% who make an average of $1.4 million a year are making the largest share of America's total income since before the Great Depression and are paying the lowest tax rates they've paid in two decades. In light of that, there is a proposal in Congress to put a 1% tax on income, household income above $350,000 a year, a tax that almost exclusively hits the richest 1%. Remember, it's income above $350,000 a year. So $1 to $350,000 does not get hit with this tax. This is a proposal that would fund universal health care in a country where 22,000 Americans are dying every year. It would restore tax rates on the richest 1% to less than they were under the Clinton administration. It would restore only a fraction of the revenue given away to the richest 1% by the Bush tax cuts. Seems to me a pretty pragmatic proposal. And yet we have Boulder's Congressman Jared Polis, who I call a Land Rover liberal, somebody who's good on social issues, but when it comes to economic issues, is taking a position like a royalist. We've got a Land Rover liberal, Jared Polis, in Boulder, making national headlines, demanding that President Obama back off this proposal and potentially halting health care reform in its tracks. What do you think? Do you think Jared Polis is right? Jared Polis himself, a .com millionaire, I think the third or fourth richest member of Congress, he is opposing this surtax on millionaires. Again, a tax that would fall almost exclusively on those in the richest 1%, the richest 1%, according to IRS data, who make an average income of $1.4 million a year. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Okay. Hi. Is this David?
It is.
Okay. I agree that I'm fine with taxing the rich to pay for this, but I don't think that's Jared Polis' motive to, not have to pay for it himself.
I agree. I don't think this is personal motive. I said that at the top.
So anyway, maybe he has some other idea that, hasn't come up. Like, the insurance companies make hundreds of billions of dollars and the pharmaceuticals, maybe they should pay for it.
Well, what we do know is and I said this at the top, and I'm not sure you heard it, but Polis campaigned on, I looked it up, on his campaign website, he proposes a payroll tax, which of course is the most regressive tax you can propose. A payroll tax, right now, for instance, you pay payroll taxes, everybody pays payroll taxes on $1 to dollar, roughly, it varies each year a little bit, but $1 to $88,000 a year, payroll tax for Medicare and Social Security, and then after, it's crazy, right? Because you pay that tax on your first dollar to $88,000, and then after that, any income above that, you don't pay. So, Warren Buffett makes $10 million in a year or something like that, and he's paying the same amount of payroll tax as you who makes $88,000, right? That's totally regressive. Polis's position is he wants, according to his campaign promises, he campaigned saying, I want a payroll to raise payroll taxes or to create a new payroll tax to pay for universal health care. Now, that seems actually, when you put those two positions together, it seems absolutely crazy. If you just take his statements, what he's saying is, I want to create a payroll tax that falls on middle class people. I'd rather that pay for health care reform than a tax that falls almost exclusively on the richest 1%. So when you actually take what he's said, it actually makes the picture even worse.
Well, I just really hope you get him on, because I just from what I know of him, he's not like that.
Well, I'm just reporting what's out there, right? I'm just reporting what he has said, right? I'm reporting what the man himself has said, and we're going to invite him on here. I hope he comes on. And if you want to call and ask him, you should ask him about it. And Polis's office number is 303-484-9596. Again, 303-484-9596. And I encourage people to call him up and ask him what's the deal. Now, he does have an op-ed in the Boulder Daily Camera that ran on Saturday, where he's saying that his opposition stems from the fact that he doesn't want this to hit small businesses. Now, again, Citizens for Tax Justice, the well-respected nonpartisan watchdog group, has run the numbers and finds that just 4% of people with any small business income whatsoever would pay any part of this tax at all. Now, that makes perfect sense, right? If you have to clear, you've got to clear $350,000 to pay any of this tax at all, to start paying it, right? You got to make more than 300 feet. Your small business, after you pay for overhead, after you pay your payroll, after you get your write-offs, after you get your deductions, you got to clear $350,000 to pay any part of this tax on dollar one over $350,000. So the idea that a tax like this unduly hits small businesses is ridiculous, especially when you also consider that this tax would then pay for a much more affordable health care system, which would help write down small businesses' health insurance costs. So Chris, I encourage you to call them up, 303-484-9596, and we're going to try to get Polis on here, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
833 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about Land Rover liberals, these Democrats from the richest congressional districts, trying to stop health care reform because it creates a tax on the wealthiest 1%. And again, a tax that would make tax rates on the richest 1% still lower than they paid under the Clinton administration. Do you think Jared Polis, the Land Rover liberal, is right to do this? Make a huge amount of headlines potentially stopping President Obama's health insurance plan. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
I don't understand why these gremlin conservatives keep voting with the rich either, you know?
I mean,
these folks that drive around their gremlins and pinos, and they're voting with people that make $380,000 a year, Dave.
It's
what is going on?
It is the unholy alliance in the Republican
Party.
It
doesn't make any sense at all. Well, I'll get to traffic. It just drives me crazy, Dave, so I had to pipe in. Still working this crash. Northbound I-25 at C-470. It's been there over 90 minutes. Backups all the way to Castle Rock at Surrey Ridge. Northbound also starting to build up there as you make your way around Washington Street up to downtown. Southbound side also stop and go. I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Got a three-vehicle accident, Federal and Ellsworth. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard. Starting to loosen up a little bit. You will see some speeds in the 30s and 20s, maybe on southbound 225 after Parker Road. Also on westbound 76 as you're heading into downtown there in Commerce City after 88th Avenue. Forecast today, sunny to start. Then the afternoon clouds will roll in as a cold front moves into our state. High should be around 85 today. Got a strong chance for thunderstorms. It could produce heavy rain, hail, and high winds later this evening. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Right now, 68 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This hour brought to you by the Roofing Division of 3M Construction Services.
Save energy and money by shopping at Lowe's. Now through July 27th, get 10% off eligible Energy Star, WaterSense, and home weatherization products. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
To stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, buy a $500 CalSpas gift certificate for only $100. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Baby, You're a Rich Man by the Beatles. I'll tell you something, how does it feel to be a rich man? Well, I'm not in the top 1%. I'm not even close. But it's got to feel pretty good if you're averaging $1.4 million a year as the richest 1% do, according to IRS data, and they're paying the lowest tax rates they've faced in more than two decades, and making the highest share of America's income since before 1929. It's got to feel pretty good, and it's got to feel really good if you've got a congressman like Jared Polis taking on President Obama, saying that he's willing to try to stop health care reform because he doesn't want a tax on the richest 1% to help pay for this. A tax, again, this is a really important point, a tax that would not even restore all of the tax cuts that President Bush enacted for the richest 1%. A tax that would restore, would create tax rates for the richest 1% that are still lower than they paid under Bill Clinton. What do you think about Congressman Polis' position? I think it's immoral. I think it's wrong. I think it's sick. And I think it's a really sad example of what I call Land Rover liberalism, right? Where you've got so-called liberals in some of these districts, Polis being a perfect example, running around saying that they're great liberals and progressives because they support good causes like abortion rights, equal rights, civil rights. But then when it comes to kitchen table economic issues, you know, they vote like royalists, right? They vote their class. Remember, Polis is a dot-com millionaire. Top five or six richest member of Congress. What do you think about this? 303-713-7600. Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM760.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I think anything you do that undoes something that George Bush has done can't be too far from right. I do disagree with you, though. I think Polis is voting on behalf of himself and his cronies. The main thing that I wanted to say was, you know, it sounds like a lot of your callers are sounding like Ronald Reagan and Rush Limbaugh, you know, parroting this poor, poor victim rich people thing. I mean, I almost listened to some of those guys. I almost got tears down in my telephone receiver about those poor, mistreated $2 million a year folks.
All right, it's like unbelievable. I know, and I wrote in my column this week, and I gave some examples about how this is not just spewed on right wing radio. The idea that the rich are persecuted and says they have such a tough time. I mean, you know, in Newsweek this week, you got one of their columnists, Robert Samuelson, saying how it's a tough time to be rich. Right? I mean, it's like, but it's not just right wingers. And I cited a couple of examples of, you know, quote unquote objective mainstream media voices pushing this. You've got, you know, you had a Wall Street Journal reporter, Jonathan Weissman, at a televised White House press conference, asking why the Obama administration wants to soak the rich and try to balance the budget on the backs of such a small number of people. You had Meredith Vieira of the Today Show ask President Obama why he's trying to punish the rich. Now,
soaking them. That's kind of an interesting way of putting it. They really are victims, and I don't see how they can even clip their dividend coupons by the pool for all the tears it must be falling on.
It's like incredible, right? I mean, here you have, I'll give the stat again. They're making the biggest share, the richest 1%, people averaging $1.4 million a year, making the biggest share of America's income since before the Great Depression, facing the lowest tax rates they've faced in two decades. Now, on top of that, and I haven't even mentioned this, on top of that, we know from all of the bonuses that continue to be paid out that the richest 1% disproportionately are pocketing the up to $23 trillion in bailout money that the Treasury Department says could be headed out the door for the financial firms. We know that the richest 1% make a disproportionate amount of that.
You know, when
we also know, hold on, because I just want to get all these stats out here. We also know that the IRS, according to the latest data, has severely decreased its audits of millionaires. And we also know, according to the GAO, that two-thirds of the wealthiest corporations in the country pay zero taxes at all. Goldman Sachs, a good example, right? Goldman Sachs just reported $3 billion in quarterly profits after pocketing tens of billions of dollars in taxpayer handouts. They paid last year in taxes $14 million. $14 million this last quarter. This last quarter, they reported $3 billion in income. So the richest 1%, the idea that they're being punished is absolutely absurd.
Well, you know, what most of your callers haven't mentioned, and I'm sure somebody needs to, is just how the baby Jesus wants him to be in control of all that money.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's I'm glad you bring that up, and I know it's tongue in cheek, but I think it is a serious point in the sense that it is strange that you've got a lot of the most religious, Judeo-Christian religious voters voting with Republicans when, you know, if you listen to the, and I'm not a religious scholar, but, you know, the teachings of most religions are about how we are a community and we should, you know, those who have the most should be willing to chip in to make sure that everybody has a basic standard of living. I mean, that's part of most religions. Hey, thanks for the call. DJ in Denver. DJ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David.
How morning. Good.
Good. Hey, I had a question. You had a guy on, it was, I believe, four callers ago. He said 50% of Americans do not pay income tax. I was kind of wondering, what exactly was he talking about? Is he talking about income tax on, like, a house or land that you own?
I think what he's saying, and I have to get the stat here. I don't have the exact stat in front of me. What he's trying to say is that there's a certain percentage of Americans who do not pay federal income tax, because this is a major talking point of the right. And I'm reading here right now on the Tax Foundation, a pretty right wing operation.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that 43 million Americans pay zero federal income tax. Now, there's a couple points on this. The first point is that everybody who works pays payroll tax. Payroll tax, the most regressive tax there is, right? Because a progressive tax is you pay a higher percentage depending on as your income goes up. The payroll tax says you pay the same percentage tax on dollar one to dollar roughly $88,000 a year. And then after $88,000, you pay none of that tax. Right? So that's super. So everybody pays that who works. And everybody who goes to, you know, the store pays sales tax and pays all sorts of other state and local taxes. So everybody pays into the tax system. Now, the second reason that right-wing talking point is a canard, and this is really important. Oh, they say, you know, the rich are now paying a large share of America's taxes, and there's now, you know, according to this example, 43 million Americans who don't pay any income tax. Well, that's what happens when you have a system that's so rigged to the rich that they make most of the money, right? Like, The Wall Street Journal says that the rich, the wealthiest 1%, are making more of a share of America's income, right? The total pie, they're making a bigger share of that pie than they have since before the Great Depression, since more than 80 years ago. So, of course, they're going to pay more of a share of the tax burden because they're making more of the money. Now, what's fascinating about this is, yes, they're paying more of a share of income tax, but they're still facing lower tax rates than they were over the last 20 years. So what that means is, right, effectively, that the wealthiest 1%'s share of America's total income has gone up, but the percentage of taxes that it's paying has not gone up at the same level. So they're making more of a share of the pie, but they're paying less. That's right. So that's class warfare. That is class warfare. Those are policies. See, I would feel slightly more comfortable if the rich were paying, were making that more of that share of the pie and paying the requisite more of the share of the taxes. But that's not what's happening, right? It's going in both bad directions, right? Less taxes, more of a share of the money to the richest 1%. That's what's really going on. And so you get, you're right, you get a lot of right-wing talking points who don't want to admit that reality. And so they go, oh, well, 43 million Americans aren't paying federal income tax. Yeah, well, the poverty rate's going up. There's more Americans who need food stamps. There's more Americans who don't have health insurance, right? So the class war continues, and you've got right-wingers trying to talk their way out of it. DJ, thanks for the call, man.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's take one more call before the break. 303-713-7600. Weigh in on whether you think Jared Polis is right to oppose health care reform, specifically because health care reform, the one in front of the House, would create a small tax on the richest 1%, bringing their tax rates slightly higher, but still less than what they paid under the Clinton administration. Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Hey, you know, your buddy Mike Rosen twists himself in knots trying to assert over and over again, and this is a standard talking point. He doesn't have a monopoly on this, but he's very adamant about it, that the FICA tax on wage income is not an income tax. Therefore, those people don't pay income taxes.
It's a semantic game.
I've always said, hey, in that case, let's take the FICA money, put it to zero, put that tax on the gasoline, and then it can start being not a tax on gasoline.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's amazing is, you're right, I never even thought about this, is that the idea that they've created a semantic difference, right? There's somehow a payroll tax, right, tax on what you're paid, tax on your income, is different from an income tax.
And the only difference is it's not on your 1040 form. You can't write it off. You can't depreciate it. You can't income average it. You can't get out of it in any way, shape, or form. You never get your grubby mitts on it. You talk about regressive. Whereas an income tax that's on 1040, every dime of that is for fair game for people who want to play fast and loose with the rules or whatever. So they can actually claim that back even though they're supposed to pay it. With FICA, you cannot do a thing. And by the way, Warren Buffett, it's entirely possible that he doesn't pay a dime of FICA if he takes all his income in terms of in fees and capital gains.
Oh, that's right. No, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's right. If you make, I mean, that's I've totally forgot to mention this.
Yeah.
One of the ways the tax system is also rigged, folks, is that you pay a higher percentage tax rate on the money you make in wages. That is, when you go into work, you get paid a paycheck. You pay a higher tax rate on that than if you take your money and you put it into the stock market and you make some return on your investment. Now, I'm not criticizing people for putting money in the stock market and make a return on their investment. I mean, you know, lots of people do that, right? What I'm saying is that it's really, really crazy that we live in a country that gives you a lower tax rate on the money you earn in the stock market than the tax rate that you pay on the money you make at work, right? Your wages are taxed higher than what you earn with your money basically sitting idly, if you will. It's right. We have a tax system that incentivizes you making money not through work, but through speculation.
Exactly.
Right? And of course, how does that contribute to this situation that's rigged to the richest 1%? Well, who do you think makes most of the money on Wall Street?
The FICA tax is about 13.5% on the first $102,000, which takes in the vast majority of the middle class and poor people.
That's exactly right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 852, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think Jared Polis, Congressman Polis, is right to take this stand, potentially stopping President Obama's health care reform package? Polis saying he does not want a tax on millionaires. That's why he's opposing health reform right now. 303-713-7600. Weigh in. Tell us how you feel. And in the 9 a.m. hour, we got two investigative reporters coming on to talk about how the quote-unquote blue dog Democrats, another faction of Democrats opposing health care in the Congress, are raking in huge amounts of campaign cash from the health insurance industry. So stick around for that. First, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Starting to see things really clear up for us. That crash in northbound 25 around C-470 now up and out of the way. Still seeing some heavy jams, though, coming out of Cass Rock, Happy Canyon, up to Surrey Ridge. Southbound side, seeing speeds increase there. Going to be a little slow, though, once you make the I-70 curve, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Also a little sluggish southbound 225 approaching the Tech Center after Yosemite. Also some heavier volumes eastbound 6th Avenue after Federal. And southbound I-25, University to Evans, one crash out there. Three cars involved at Federal and Ellsworth. That's just a little bit southwest of downtown. Your forecast, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 68 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Intoxicatingly sophisticated.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Gateway Park Fun Center, Boulder's destination for miniature golf, for go-karts, for the driving range, for batting cages, for birthday parties and group outings.
Make a wish, honey.
Swing by Gateway Park Fun Center. Open daily at 10 a.m. at 4800 North 28th Street. Boulder's destination for summer family fun.
A55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up to the mid-80s today on the Front Range. Is Jared Polis right, the congressman from Boulder, to oppose President Obama's health care reform package on the grounds that he doesn't want a tax on millionaires? That's the proposal to fund a part of this health care proposal. Polis, of course, campaigned promising to lead the fight for health care reform, and he himself a dot-com millionaire. What do you think about this proposal? 303-713-7600. Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM760.
Yeah, hey, you know, I think this whole thing kind of proves the statement of the dominant ideas of any society are the ideas of the ruling class. I mean, it's absurd that working class people support the attack on this meager public option. I mean, I think we should be massively, massively taxing progressive, you know, the rich in this country, because, as you said, I mean, it's not just been for the last 20 years. I mean, class warfare has been like day one on working people in this country.
I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, when you talk about the tax system, the regressive parts of the payroll tax, sales taxes, you know, then you read about the bailouts and you read about, you know, the Bush tax cuts. I mean, the idea that the rich are persecuted and that calling for a slightly fairer tax system is somehow class warfare. The middle class and the working class waging class warfare on the rich. It's just absurd.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing too is, like, when we you know, if you have someone who's making $30 million, they should be paying way more in the taxes than someone who's making $300,000. You know, I mean, it should it end? I think what the proposal was, it ends at one point. You know, they don't, they put a cap on it. But besides that, I also think they should tax, you know, any industry that pollutes, you know, that causes people to get sick. You know, like do a good tax on that. But of course, they won't.
Yeah, I would go further than you. Right. I mean, we have, the GAO tells us that 2/3 of major corporations in this country pay zero taxes. So most people who are listening to this as individuals, working people, you pay a higher tax than the wealthiest, most profitable corporations in the country. That's according to the GAO. So it's not just polluters. We got to just collect the taxes that we're owed. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to talk about the Blue Dogs and how they're raking in huge contributions in exchange for opposing health care after the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Trans fats have long been implicated in contributing to heart disease, with a growing number of companies cutting down or eliminating their use. Now a food giant is joining their ranks. Unilever says it will eliminate all partially hydrogenated oils within the next year. Nutritionist Marion Nessel says it is a sea change.
I think it's the end of trans fats as we know it. If these really big companies are saying that they're not going to be using them anymore, that's the end.
Health risk is just one of the repercussions of obesity. Reporter Sabrina Gibbons says it also hurts the pocketbook.
Someone who is obese spends on average $1,400 more each year than a person of average weight, according to a new study in the journal Health Affairs. The highest expenses were for treating things like diabetes and heart disease. Obesity-related conditions now account for more than 9% of all medical spending.
New home sales surged last month.
The increase on the month is an 11% gain. So it's a solid increase.
Economist Nigel Galtz of the Commerce Department's June numbers, the best in 8 years.
The housing market is stabilizing. Sales are starting to pick up. Builders are also starting to increase their construction of new homes.
June marks the third straight month of gains. The median home price, though, was down 12% from June of last year. An important series of talks are underway in Washington between U.S. and Chinese officials. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
President Obama predicts the U.S.-China relationship will mold the 21st century. While much of the focus of the meeting is on trade and efforts to lead the world out of recession, Mr. Obama also touched on halting the spread of nuclear weapons.
We must continue our collaboration to achieve the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and make it clear to North Korea that the path to security and respect can be traveled if they meet their obligations.
Mr. Obama says the U.S. and China have a shared interest in stopping nuclear proliferation. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The first member of Congress to have served during the Iraq War is joining with two gay rights organizations in kicking off a national tour to generate support for ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell. policy of allowing gays to serve in uniform as long as they keep their sexual orientation to themselves was begun during the Clinton administration. But Pennsylvania Democrat Patrick Murphy says there's too great a need for men and women now.
Our troops are stretched so thin in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and we need every able-bodied person to serve their country in uniform.
But retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Maganin is opposed, and he says there's a poll that shows how harmful it could be to numbers in the ranks.
10% of the force, which is about 150,000, say that they would leave the force if this policy was changed.
A legendary figure from the world of dance is gone. Word has come that choreographer Merce Cunningham's died at the age of 90. Cunningham was a soloist with Martha Graham's company in the late 30s and 40s. He formed his own dance company in 1953. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The Broomfield Recycling Center may be closing. Boulder-based EcoCycle runs the center, but has told the city of Broomfield it's operating the Broomfield recycling site at a loss. Broomfield City Council will discuss the center this week and possibly vote on a new operator. The Daily Camera reports EcoCycle and Broomfield have been operating on a series of temporary contracts. Denver police are working to identify a body found in Sloan's Lake during the Dragon Boat races. The body was spotted on the opposite side of the lake from where the races were being held. Cheers and Frasier star Kelsey Grammer is expected to be at a Colorado prison in Lyman today.
The Department of Corrections says Grammer will attend the parole hearing for the man who killed his sister in 1975. 18-year-old Karen Grammer was abducted outside a Colorado Springs restaurant after two men tried to rob it. She had been raped and stabbed. 52-year-old Freddie Glenn, who is serving a life sentence for the murder, became eligible for parole in 2006.
That's AM 760's Joe Chiaro. Colorado laws no longer allow parole for those sentenced to life in prison for first-degree murder. Finally, if it seems like it's rained a lot this summer, it has. It's the fourth wettest June and July on record in the metro area, and we're expecting more rain this week. Rockies are on the road. They begin a 10-game road trip in New York against the Mets this evening. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's drive starting to wind down pretty quickly. Could be a little bit sluggish for northbounders on I-25 approaching Surrey Ridge. Same deal for southbound 225 right around DTC, but no significant delays. Where things have gotten back to normal pretty quickly, C-470 as well as on 36. That drive between Denver and Boulder is where you're going to find speeds hitting the posted limits either side of the highway. Construction-related delays on I-70 east of Idaho Springs. Crews, they've cleaned up a surface street accident, Federal and Ellsworth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an eBook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS-700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's five-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprint for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org. Cooling your home. I'm Ernie Sprantz. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rude, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Brace yourselves for a bit of idol drama. Paula Abdul may not be returning for a ninth season. According to her manager, contract negotiations have stalled. And, as he told the LA Times, Paula is hurt and angry about the whole situation. There are even reports that she was reduced to tears after receiving tweets of support by her fans. Yes, she interwept. Idol returns in January.
Districts. These members of Congress are now have become basically corporate America's biggest allies in Congress. So they've shifted from sort of this culturally conservative, economic populist model, and they've kept the sort of branding of that, right? But they're really now, they just go to bat for big money. And we've got on the line two investigative reporters for the Center for Public Integrity, Josh Israel and Aaron Mehta. They've written a new report that was published in the Politico about what the Blue Dogs are and what they're doing on the key issues right now, including healthcare. So thank you both for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So your report in the Politico, you basically go through and talk about, you look at who's raising what money. So tell us the sort of the top line findings of what you found in looking at the Blue Dog Democrats. And before you tell us, I just want to remind people, John Salazar, the congressman from Colorado, is a leading member of the Blue Dog Caucus. So keep that in mind as you listen to this report. So tell us what you found.
Well, essentially, there are 52 members of the coalition, and they have a political action committee together, the Blue Dog Pack. And that Blue Dog Pack raises money to both help reelect them and to help reelect others who are like-minded to build the caucus more. And they, so far this cycle, have taken in massive contributions, and the three largest areas of support are political action committees from the energy sector, the financial services sector, and at number one, the healthcare sector.
What has that meant in terms of their legislative behavior. Because what the Blue Dogs will say, what you always hear, what not just the Blue Dogs, you hear from every member of Congress, oh, you know, I take a lot of money from this or that industry, but nobody buys votes, and I vote my conscience. So I take all this money, but it has nothing to do with my votes. What have you found? What kind of connections are there to what the Blue Dogs are doing between how much money they're taking and what they're using their legislative positions to do?
Well, here's the thing we found is that there's not a huge deviation between, say, a normal Democrat and a Blue Dog Democrat when it comes to actually voting on the floor. There, you know, Blue Dogs vote less of the party than other Democrats, but it's not a significant amount. What we realize in writing the story is that it's a lot of behind-the-scenes action. It's going into committee and saying, we're not going to let this get through committee unless you add this to the bill, take this out of the bill. And in that effect, they've had a pretty strong moderating effect on some of President Obama's legislation. I mean, it's not really a big surprise that the three biggest issues being talked about in Congress right now, it's, you know, environmental issues, energy issues, it's the financial services dealing with the fallout from this economic meltdown, and it's healthcare right now especially. And I don't think it's a big surprise that those are the three sectors that are really just pumping money into the Blue Dog's coffers. And a lot of these sectors didn't donate nearly as much until this year.
We're talking to Josh Israel and Aaron Mehta of the Center for Public Integrity. They've just published a big report in the Politico, the newspaper in Washington, about the so-called Blue Dog Democrats. In my latest column, I write about two of the factions opposing health care reform. One I call the Land Rover Liberals, the faction of Democrats like Jared Polis, who represent very wealthy districts, who are opposing the tax on millionaires. The Blue Dog Democrats tend to come from southern and western districts, different from the Land Rover Liberals in the sense that they tend to come from more culturally conservative, economically downtrodden districts, and their members, I think, use the fact that they come from those quote unquote as the public justification for voting a corporate line. Now, what I wonder is, you know, is there any evidence that the way they vote on issues like financial reform and healthcare reform, considering all the money that they're getting from these industries, is there any substance to the argument that this is what their constituents want them to do? By that I mean, do they come from districts that have a huge amount of Wall Street people in them? Do they have a huge amount of health insurance companies in them? Or is this really, because my belief is this is a case of these guys and these men and women come from districts that happen to be closely contested in elections. And so these candidates need to raise a lot of money, but that their opposition to financial reform or healthcare reform has more to do with money than it probably does to do with the complexion of their districts. What do you say to that?
I think there's definitely some truth to that. If you look at the Cook Partisan Voting Index for the Blue Dog Coalition, it's true that more of them represent Republican-leaning districts than Democratic-leaning districts. But, you know, someone who represents, you know, a rural district in Mississippi or Boise suburbs or Salt Lake City, Utah, probably doesn't have the number of Wall Street interests that, say, someone who represents Wall Street would have.
And I think that the reason that their districts, well, one of the reasons that their districts are either Republican leaning or closely contested has much less to do with economic issues and much more to do with cultural issues. That, you know, I lived up in Montana, right? I mean, this is a more culturally conservative state on issues like guns, on issues like gay rights. But it's a lot more economically progressive on issues like healthcare, on issues like taking on Wall Street. And it seems to me that, especially in the media, that these blue dogs are portrayed as having to do what they're doing on economic issues somehow because they represent a culturally conservative district. I wonder, have you found a trend in the money in the sense of, is more money going to the blue dogs than other sectors, let's say, of the Democratic Party, right? I mean, they raise a lot of money. A lot of Democrats raise a lot of money. Is the money actually going sort of disproportionately to the blue dogs?
I mean, clearly money gets thrown around everywhere in politics. That's just the game that goes on. What was interesting, kind of ties into that, is the Congressional Black Caucus, which is another well-known House caucus, has a lot of power, a lot of say in what goes on there. Wrote a letter to Speaker Pelosi and President Obama basically demanding action on health care after what happened last Friday with the Blue Dogs saying, hold on, we just slow this down, take your time on this. And, you know, kind of the gist of the letter was that there's outside influences impacting this. Same time, the Black Caucus, we did a small blog on this on our website, publicinterior.org, and we found out that of the $125,000 raised for the Congressional Black Caucus's PAC, a full fifth of that $25,000 came from the healthcare industry. So certainly the Blue Dogs are getting a chunk of that, but they're hedging their bets. All these sectors are also donating to the other Democrats who are in charge.
We're talking to Josh Israel and Aaron Mehta of the Center for Public Integrity. They've issued a new report about the amount of money flowing into the Blue Dog Democrats from Wall Street and from the health insurance industry, among others, as the Congress debates health care reform and financial reform. Just to finish up here, tell us specifically on, if you can, on the issues of Wall Street reform and health care reform, what the Blue Dogs have done most recently to, I guess, go to bat for the interests that are funding their reelection campaigns and their political action committee?
Well, it's a little bit of a tough question to answer just because so many of these industries are actually sort of hedging their bets also on supporting the legislation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, you don't see a lot of support from the health insurance industry, which has given $20,000 already this cycle to the Blue Dog PAC. But you do see some of the medical associations, the pharmaceutical industry. Pharma has also been a fairly reliable donor to the Blue Dogs, in part, I imagine, because their founder or one of their co-founders is now the head of pharma.
Right, Billy Towson, right.
Yes, but you know, basically the Blue Dog Coalition has said, we want to put the brakes on this and make sure that it's not so expensive and that it doesn't have a whole lot of new spending in it. They do generally, I think, embrace the idea that there has to be some sort of reform because that goes along with the need for balanced budgets. And they see that if things continue as they are, it's not going to work. But they're definitely trying to moderate this plan and at least slow it down. Slow it down, and they've presented a list of a whole lot of changes they want to see. And they've said, without us, you won't have the votes.
And what's amazing to me about this, and that is true, it probably is. Without the whole that whole 51 votes.
52 votes going against them, they're in trouble.
That's right.
And in the Energy and Commerce Committee, if they're going to get something out, they need to either get some Republicans or keep the Blue Dogs.
Right. And, well, although there is, I have heard in the last couple of days, there is talk that they will, that the Democratic leadership will simply go around that committee and just bring it to a floor vote. But you're absolutely right. If they have a problem with that caucus, if all 52 of the Blue Dog Democrats vote against health care reform, it probably can't pass. That's definitely true. And what just, you know, shocking, I guess not surprising, but kind of disgusting to me is that most of these members, most of these Blue Dogs, or at least a good chunk of them, I have to look up the vote, but they didn't raise many objections to passing the Wall Street bailout in like a 10-day debate. So, you know, Folks, you got to listen to and watch how the debates, how the arguments are made, right? All of a sudden, when it comes to healthcare, a plan that could help millions of regular folks and would take on all sorts of sectors of big money interests, all of a sudden you've got the blue dog saying, hey, wait a minute, slow down. But when it comes to writing checks, corporate welfare checks to big campaign donors via the bailout, via farm subsidies, et cetera, you know, there's no talk of slowing things down. Josh Israel and Aaron Mehta of the Center for Public Integrity, you can find their website at www.publicintegrity.org, their story in the Politico, Blue Dogs Fill Campaign Cash Bowls. It's all about the Blue Dog Democrats who are potentially stymieing health care reform, taking a huge amount of money from the health interests who have an interest in potentially stopping health care reform. Again, Josh Israel and Aaron Mehta of the Center for Public Integrity, www.publicintegrity.org. Thanks for taking the time this morning, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, it's 9:22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to go back to the phones after the break. We can talk about the Blue Dogs. John Salazar, of course, a leading Blue Dog member of Congress. And we can go back to talking about Jared Polis, who is opposing the president's health care plan on the grounds that he does not support a tax on millionaires to pay for part of this proposal. So weigh in. Tell us what you think. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. It's in most of the major highway sections that are usually busy this part of the morning. Still seeing some residual traffic on northbound 25 around Castle Rock. That's due to going to be a little heavy heading into the tech center on southbound 225 after Yosemite. That's pretty normal for us as well, and you may have to tap the brakes as well, southbound I-25 after I-70. But no crashes out there. Seeing the daily construction being set up. If you're on Colfax, we have some single lane closures in both directions between Kipling and Sheridan. Also got some construction at Bellevue near Yosemite. Gas line valve replacement and line relocation. And northbound I-25 closed at the Walsenburg exit due to construction. Detours are set up, but shouldn't really get in your way. Your forecast today, sunny to start, then afternoon clouds are going to roll in. Got this cold front that's coming into Colorado. Our high should be 85. Strong chance for thunderstorms that could produce heavy rain, hail, and high winds later this evening. Our overnight low, 55. Right now, 68 in Denver and 60. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
See your local Hummer dealer and test drive the midsize Hummer H3 or the capable H3T. Four Wheeler Magazine's 2009 Pickup Truck of the Year.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reason why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake. Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen to very good but not incredible reviews. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
Nine 9:26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking about healthcare this morning. The first 2 hours we talked about Congressman Jared Polis making a lot of national headlines, opposing President Obama's healthcare plan on the grounds that he does not want to see a tax enacted on those in the richest 1%. That's the proposal. The tax would tax income, household income above $350,000. So $1 to $350,000 you make would not be taxed at all. this tax would only, therefore, hit almost exclusively the richest 1%. It would graze just a total of 4% of small businesses and restore tax rates for the richest 1% to less than they were under the Clinton administration. The stats from the Wall Street Journal's analysis of IRS data is that the richest 1%, who make an average of $1.4 million a year, an average of $1.4 million a year, they are making the highest share of America's total income since before 1929, and they are paying the lowest tax rates that they've faced in two decades. In the this hour, we talked about, we just had an interview with two reporters from the Center for Public Integrity about the Blue Dog Democrats. They are trying to stop the health care reform package. Well, they're not really offering up much of a coherent reason, but they are taking a huge amount of money from the health industry. And you can find that report at www.publicintegrity.org. We have a major leading Blue Dog member of Congress here in Colorado, John Salazar. And we're going to go back to the phones and see what you think about this. If you want to, by the way, call up Polis or Salazar. You can call up Jared Polis's office at 303-484-9596. Again, 303-484-9596. And you can call up John Salazar's office at 970-245-7107. Again, 970-245-7107. We'll go back to the phones now. Bertha in Aurora. Bertha, you're on AM760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
I was calling because I find it such an irony that the rich who can afford lobbyists get so many average people to defend them for free based on a couple of myths. I'm getting over a cold. But one is these statistics that get tossed around without any context, and even where do they come from? 70%, where is that from? What does it mean? What tax is it referring to? What is it in relation to the income they're talking about? So people just hear that statistic and think, oh, that's terrible. They're paying 70%. But in what sense? I mean, you've already mentioned that. I mean, are they talking just about a particular type of tax? We already mentioned that rich get a big break on capital gains tax as opposed to earned income. And then they never also talk about the benefits that the rich get. I mean, one of the things is those taxes go and pay well for the people, but then that means that a lot of people can pay their employees minimum wage, because then those people who get minimum wage can go off and get social services from the taxes that the rich are paying. So, I mean, they never talk about how the rich also benefit from what they wind up paying. And the second thing is that there seems to be this disgust about taxing, and that it's because it's taxing hard work, that wealth is a reflection of hard work, is if it gives the average person a hope that someday they'll be rich because they work hard, when wealth is really a reflection of work, but also inheritance and luck, basically.
I would go further. I would go it's some mix of work, inheritance, luck, and what you might call privilege.
Yeah.
I mean, privilege meaning, you know, if you happen to come from a family that can get you into an Ivy League school, or get you a good primary and secondary and high school education that gets you into an Ivy League school, all of that is about privilege. I mean, this is not about, right? I mean, the opponents of tax fairness, of progressive taxation, always portray this as punishing the rich. Punishing the rich.
Exactly.
This is not about punishing the rich. It's not about getting back at the rich. It's about saying, look, we have a couple of national priorities. One of our national priorities is to prevent 22,000 Americans from dying every year because they lack health insurance. That's the stat. You can verify it through the Urban Institute. You can look at the USA Today report about that. 22,000 Americans die every year. Now, we spend billions and billions and billions of dollars to protect ourselves after, for instance, 9/11 against terrorism, right?
Mm-hmm.
9/11 was about 3,000 people died. So we have 7 or 8 9/11s every year. Because of the failed health insurance and health care system. So you say, look, it needs to be a national priority to prevent 22,000 Americans from dying every year for lack of health insurance. What is the fairest way to pay for it that causes the least amount of disproportionate burden on individuals in society? And then you look at the tax system, you say, well, somebody making $1 million can more easily pay an additional $9,000 a year in taxes, 0.9% of their annual income, than somebody making 40 having to pay an additional $2,000 or $3,000, right? Well, that's just basic logic.
It's what I calculated. As of last Friday, the minimum wage now is $7.25 an hour. If you work 8 hours every weekday of the year, no, only days off for your weekends, every day, your annual income is $15,080. Woohoo. So it's simple. It's harder for that person who's making $15,000 to give up $10 than it is for someone who's making $1,508,000 to give up $1,000.
Exactly. And so this is not about punishing the rich.
Yeah.
It's about figuring out what you need to do as a society and figuring out how to pay for it in a way that least unduly impacts somebody in their people in their daily lives.
Yeah.
And when you take that goal and put it on top of the fact that, again, the rich are making the wealthiest 1% are making the biggest share of the income since 1920, the biggest share of America's total income since before the Great Depression, and paying the lowest tax rates they have been paid in more than two decades. And you think about the Wall Street bailouts, trillions of dollars going to Wall Street executives who disproportionately make up the richest 1%, and corporate welfare, and the fact that IRS audits are going down for millionaires, and the fact that the GAO estimates that most major corporations pay no taxes at all. When you've come up with the fact that the capital gains tax rate, which is paid disproportionately by the wealthy, is a lower tax rate than people pay on their income. When you factor all of that in, it seems to me opposing a tax on the richest 1% that restores their tax rates to less than they were in the Clinton administration, that's the way to go. I mean, it's not like the richest 1% were screaming and crying and doing so terribly under the Clinton administration. The economy was doing great, and the economy was doing especially great for the very wealthy back then. So all of that, you factor all that in, and then you look at the opposition to this tax from somebody like Jared Polis, who himself is a multimillionaire, one of the top 10 richest members of Congress, and you wonder, what is going through this guy's head? Is this just class solidarity, his own class solidarity with his own, as I call them, Land Rover liberals? What is going on in his head? The guy represents a Democratic district, and he's going to stop Barack Obama's health care reform because he opposes a tax on millionaires? That, to me, is crazy. Bertha, thanks for the call. Milton in Boulder. Milton, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
I am a retired clergyman. I am writing a sermon to be preached out of state this fall. And when you touched some time back on the sense of community, all these religious right-wingers and the very religious in Congress, what they need to do is go back and read Amos and compare it to Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount and find out what the prophets of the Old Testament were involved in. They were involved in helping the poor because the rich and the elite were taking advantage of them. And that has been the history. It's been all the way through human history.
And I that was the point I was trying to make about religion. You know, it's so strange that so many of these Republicans who represent culturally conservative, very religious areas, and who themselves say that they're very into Judeo-Christian values, are also the people who want to protect the super wealthy. And I think, President Obama, and I've been a critic of his on a lot of things in terms of the financial bailout and some other issues, but I think he's got this exactly right. He was asked by NBC's Meredith Vieira why he's intent on, quote, punishing the rich through this tax. And his answer was right on. He said, no, it's not punishing the rich. If I can afford to do a little bit more so that a whole bunch of families out there have a little more security when I already have security, that's part of being a community. And that, unfortunately, is a radical notion in this country. It shouldn't be a radical notion. It should be a wholly American value that if you got 22,000 people dying every year, 22,000 fellow countrymen dying every year, that it's not too much to ask the richest 1% to pay slightly lower taxes than they were paying under Bill Clinton. Thanks for the call, Milton. 9:36, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin. On AM 760, 303-713-7600, weigh in on whether you think Congressman Jared Polis of Boulder is right to stand in the way, cast a vote against Obama's universal health care package because it includes a tax on millionaires. Polis is not number, by the way, 395-96. The other group standing in the way of Obama's health plan are the Blue Dog Democrats, led in part by John Salazar, the congressman from out west. His number, 970-245-7107. We just had on a couple reporters who filed an investigation about how the Blue Dog Democrats, the group that Salazar is a part of, is raising a huge amount of health insurance and health care cash in exchange for trying to slow down and obstruct this health care reform. What do you think about all this? 303-713-7600. It's 937. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, this is going to tell you about on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder and the ones in between back in the 50s and 60s on the Turnpike on I-25 heading in and out of downtown Denver. Also no problems on 225 heading across Aurora between I-70 and I-25. Just the daily construction out there, northbound I-25 at Walsenburg. That's due to some construction. Also in town, Bellevue and Yosemite and Colfax between Kipling and Sheridan. Both directions will be affected there. Your forecast, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 72 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This hour brought to you by the Roofing Division of 3M Construction Services.
Multi-Mortgage is hosting a job fair for experience.
From Consumer Reports.
Savings round the clock.
I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning, or late, like after 9 at night. Movies. Matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to coloradoroofing.com. That's coloradoroofing.com.
Always late with your kisses.
940 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Going up to the mid-80s on a beautiful day here on the Front Range. It's my sister-in-law's birthday today. Happy birthday, Kate. It's my wife's birthday, Emily's birthday, next week. She's turning, I hope she's not mad. Some people get mad when you tell them how old they're going to become. My wife's turning 30. I got her a birthday gift. This weekend, we got her a bike. A giant brand bike. So we're going to go bicycle. I've recently dusted off my bicycle. Got it fixed up, and Denver, as I've been learning is such a great bike town. I mean, really, it's flat. You got some nice bike lanes, got some great bike paths. It's really fantastic. And so I got her a bike. Probably it's, I think it's a hybrid. You know how the old joke is, like, you know, the bad husband gets his wife a bowling ball for her birthday and then uses her bowling ball, right? You know, the bike was sort of a little bit of a hybrid bowling ball gift, and that it's a gift to me that I got it for her so she could come bike riding with me.
Well, that's not so. It's not like blue or some kind of men's colors bike, right?
No. It's not like I got her like.
You know, Stacy's been asking me to buy her a bike for a long time too, and I haven't.
You should do it, man.
You should. You know, if she wants to go out with the kids, I'm just not into that kind of thing. That's gonna sound really lame and like lazy and.
No, I think it's.
I'd rather go for a walk or a jog around the neighborhood than get on my bike and go cruising around.
Well, the nice thing about a bike is that you can. You'd be surprised, especially in town. It's surprising how short the distances are. Like, things that are not walkable are easily bikeable. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I've been shocked by that. Like, I can get all the way from my house east of Colorado on Colfax. I can get all the way from my house to Cheeseman Park in, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
I mean, you
cruise down 17th or, you know,
and you can't
18th.
Walk that.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but it's
walk.
Like a really long walk.
Yeah.
That's what's sweet about
a
bike.
Yeah, you know, and that's the nice thing about living downtown. I live in the burbs, you know.
Yeah,
but
harder.
Everybody is like a little more, well, they fancy themselves as being a little more athletic and, you know, in tune with keeping themselves physically fit.
Sounds like you got some Land Rover liberals out there yourself.
Yeah, I do not fit in, Dave.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about health care here. Do you agree with Congressman Jared Polis' opposition to the Obama health care plan on the grounds that it shouldn't raise taxes on millionaires? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Pierre. Pierre, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Nice present for your wife, I think. It's a lot better impact than jogging. So, you know, it's much better for her and stuff. I was going to call because I'm in agreement. I think they should be taxed. I'm livid this morning listening to these people spout out the propaganda that you hear all the time about this. And I'm, you know, I have to admit, I have to blame the media a lot of this because, you know, people have this belief that, oh my God, you know, just because they're rich, they're creating the jobs. And just because they're rich, they do this and they shouldn't be taxed and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I think George Bush is a perfect example of what happens when people inherit money and stuff. I mean, look what he got out of it. You know, he went to the best schools. And he's been a failure at pretty much everything. He took our last dime with his October surprise, and no one seems to care about any of that, you know. Yet they all want to scream and yell when we want to raise minimum wage, just like Bertha said. Hey, you know, $7 an hour. How much are you making a year? $15,000? I couldn't even live on $10 an hour, you know. And yet, oh, these poor people, we want to take their money away from them. And they're not creating the jobs. Everyone says, oh, well, they're the ones who create all the jobs. Well, that's crap. They're not creating the jobs. They have a tax accountant to tell them how to hide their money, that sort of thing. We don't have that, you know. And I'm livid over it because this last year I had to give up my health insurance just because I just couldn't take the increases anymore. I didn't work for 5 months. When I do get jobs, I have to bid lower and lower and lower. And no one seems to care about that, you know. So I just don't understand why everyone has become so me, me, me.
Well, and that's the issue. I mean, that is really the issue. What you hear from the opponents of this tax proposal is you'll hear some dishonesty. You'll hear, for instance, Polis saying, oh, this is going to unduly affect small businesses, which is just factually inaccurate. It's just factually inaccurate. You can look up Citizens for Tax Justice, look up their analysis. They analyzed the IRS data. 4% of small businesses would be even grazed by this tax. 96% would not pay any additional taxes in this. And all of them, of course, would have their health care bills driven down. Okay, but so you get dishonesty, but the thing that's worse, you get a really, really ugly look at selfishness, right? You get a look at people who say it's somehow un-American theft to take from the rich, right? To take from the rich. Now, I look at it differently. I say we're supposed to be one nation under God, right? That's the Pledge of Allegiance. 22,000 of our countrymen and women, are dying every year. So I want people to argue. If you're going to argue that it's not fair to tax the rich, you should be prepared to explain why you think it's okay for 22,000 people every year, 22,000 of your fellow countrymen and women, to die every year so that somebody making $1 million a year doesn't have to pay 0.9% of their income more per year, a tax rate less than they paid in the Clinton administration, to deal with that situation. And by the way, if you're making that argument, you're probably a conservative and you probably supported spending hundreds of billions of dollars after 9/11 to prevent another 3,000 Americans dying every year, another 3,000 Americans dying in that kind of catastrophe. Well, again, 22,000 people dying every year because they lack health insurance, according to USA Today and the Urban Institute, that's 7 9/11s every year. So if you're going to come on and say that, no, somebody making $1 million, it's un-American for them to have to pay $9,000 more a year in taxes so 22,000 Americans don't die every year, make an argument as to why you believe that specifically. Don't give us any of this rhetorical stuff about theft and punishing the rich. Make an argument that actually deals with the current reality that we face right now. Pierre, thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Chris. Chris in Boulder. You're on AM760.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for letting me give my input here. You're asking about Jared Polis. Last summer, he was campaigning in Boulder, and I talked with him for a bit at the Boulder Farmers Market. And I don't know if you're interested in hearing a little about what he was saying.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I can't remember all the details, but I did ask him a number of questions. And I asked him about the economy, about employment, about the war in Iraq. And he gave rapid-fire answers. He'd done his research. He knew what the issues were about. And he gave answers that you and I would be proud of. And actually I agreed with everything he said. There is one thing, though, that he said, I asked him about, because, you know, I knew he was independently wealthy, and I didn't know exactly how wealthy, but it was one of my concerns. And I asked him if his status as an independently wealthy person would actually interfere with him representing his constituents. And he said no, and he assured me that he would that would not actually affect his representation. And that was the thing that stood out most in my mind. And I'm actually very deeply disappointed in his stand now because of what he told me then.
Yeah, but I want to be clear. I mean, I don't think this is Jared Polis looking at his income tax sheet and saying, I'm going to have to pay this much more. When I say that I think he's representing his own class interests, I think it's a product of when you are that wealthy, you tend to surround yourself with people who are of that same class. I mean, that just tends to happen, right? And it's almost like a process of osmosis. If you, and by the way, this doesn't happen just to wealthy members of Congress, right? If you're a member of Congress, you don't have to be wealthy. If you're raising a huge amount of money, you're spending a disproportionate amount of your time talking to, commiserating with lobbyists and wealthy people who can afford to write big checks. And so what happens is your world, your own personal community, tends to be disproportionately more wealthy, disproportionately, therefore, with a class interest against this kind of surtax. So again, I don't think it's Jared Polis looking at his own money and saying, I'm going to lose this much money personally. I think what we're seeing here is an expression of class solidarity that's more osmotic. That's more, this is the community that he exists in. And his congressional district certainly is wealthier than most congressional districts, but there are working class people up in the Boulder area, Boulder County. I mean, it's his personal community, I think, that we're seeing be overrepresented here by opposing this kind of tax. Thanks for the call. William in Boulder, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Dan, I'm sorry. Sirona, there we go. Dave, okay. Basically, I just wanted to make one statement about why I believe the rich should help pay for the medical insurance for the average folks. The rich start the wars, the rich make money off the wars, and the rich rarely sacrifice their sons or daughters to war. That's my comment.
Well, I mean, that's your comment is certainly a truism, and I think it goes to the bigger issue of who contributes what to the community. I mean, you make a good point that disproportionately, for instance, the folks who are represented in the military who serve our country that way are not from the richest 1%. So there's a good example of one community who may not provide as much tax revenue as the richest 1%, providing something else to the community. And that's what this is. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Who should contribute what to which parts of the community? And I think with 22,000 people dying every year because of health insurance, it's not too much, because of lack of health insurance, it's not too much to ask somebody making $1 million a year to pay 0.9%, $9,000 more a year in taxes than they do currently. Still a smaller tax rate than under the Clinton administration. Thanks for the call. 953 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Weigh in on whether you think Jared Polis, Congressman Polis from Boulder, is right to stand in the way of President Obama's health care plan because he opposes an increased surtax, a small surtax on millionaires. 303-713-7600. John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. It's a pleasure to talk to you, man. I've never called in to talk to you.
Well, thanks for calling in, man.
You bet. Got into a very heated argument with a conservative friend of mine about this. His statement was that this is a forerunner to socialized medicine. He's a big Star Trek fan, and he said, remember when Spock said the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one? And his comparison was, hey, you know what, that's socialism. And I stared at him blankly, and I actually didn't have an answer for him.
But what's his critique? I mean, it's a semantic, right? I mean, he's saying it's X, right? I mean, he's it's just a label, right? I mean, what is he actually saying?
He's saying that the wealthy, basically the wealthy are going to pay for the health care of the poor.
Well, but the poor pay for the benefits of the rich all the time. I mean, remember, didn't we just pass a $2 trillion or $5 trillion, $12.8 trillion in bailout funds, which are now being siphoned off to Wall Street executives who make up the ultra, ultra rich. So this whole idea that we're asking the wealthy for a handout, is just ridiculous. I mean, you can either that is the way of looking at this situation as me. I'm not saying you're doing that. Your friend is me. As opposed to, hey, there are people in my community who are dying every day because they don't have health insurance, and that's unacceptable to me as a member of this community. Remember, if you break down that 22,000 who are dying every year in America because they don't have health insurance, that's one person from Colorado every day. Every day, somebody in this state is dying because they do not have access to health insurance. And I think asking 1.5%, right, that's how many people, according to Citizens for Tax Justice, 1.5% of Colorado taxpayers, so 98.5% of Colorado taxpayers have to pay no new taxes under this, to ask the 1.5% of taxpayers in Colorado who make up the richest Colorado citizens to pay a little bit more in taxes to make sure that somebody in Colorado doesn't die every day because they lack health insurance. I don't think that's socialism. I think that's common sense. Thanks for the call. All right, let's get a traffic update. John Turk.
All right, Dave, just a few minutes before 10 o'clock. Nothing to let you know about traffic in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways around town. We do see the normal daily construction being set up. Colfax between Kipling and Sheridan, also Bellevue at Yosemite near the Tech Center, and northbound I-25 at Walsenburg. Going to hit a closure there. Forecast sunny to start, then afternoon clouds will roll in. Cold front coming into Colorado. It's going to be here most of the week. Our high today around 85. Strong chance for thunderstorms this evening. Possible hail, heavy winds, and heavy rain. Overnight low of 55. Right now, 74 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save energy and money by shopping at Lowe's. Now through July 27th, get 10% off eligible Energy Star, WaterSense, and home weatherization products. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jay Mark, and most of you know that I have been really, really sick. And coming October the 10th, I'm going to Philadelphia. Actually, it's Lynnwood, New Jersey, to have two operations to fix what's wrong with me. And I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank all of you for all of your support, all the emails, all the letters. And I also really want to thank Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. They have been just great to me. So I'm not going to tell you to go there and buy a car. I'm not going to get into any of that. I just want to take 60 seconds, sponsored by Rockies, to thank you and to thank Rockies. I really do love you, and thanks for all of your support. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Got a website about healthcare or fitness? Earn money from it using a free program called Google AdSense. Advertisers want to reach your users. If your site's audience includes health professionals, health information seekers, or fitness buffs, Google AdSense can deliver high-paying ads to your site. You generate revenue from the ads, freeing up more time for you to work on what's important to you, your content. It's free and easy. Get started in minutes at google.com/onlineads.
All right, it's 9:58. That's the show for us here. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about some grassroots action that folks can take here, what they can contribute to trying to put pressure on the entire Colorado delegation to pass this health care reform bill and pass a tax structure that makes things just a little bit more fair. As I said, I don't think bringing back the tax rates that are less than the Clinton administration is that radical a proposal. I don't think it's communist. I don't think it's socialist. I think it's common sense. So come back tomorrow. We'll do more on health care, and I'll give you an update on where we are on Wall Street reform. That and more tomorrow.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea I have ever had.
AM 760 is offering a small business stimulus package to give your company the kickstart that it needs. Register now on am760.net. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.